Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in London on this very day, the 5th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014, on the 5th day of the third month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. Therefore, wherever you are, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening and good night to some of you, especially those sleepless, brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, once again, we must reiterate our welcome. We must ask you to do the honorable thing. We must ask you to please tell those around you, inform them, tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to download free Radio Biafra app. Let them go to Android Market. Ask them to go to iTunes if they have any of the Apple device. Please also remember that if you go to Biafra Television, you should be able to join us as well. We must welcome you, all our new listeners, those campaigning very vigorously, those championing the cause of Biafra, those going out every day to evangelize, especially those of you in the United Kingdom, those of you who have dedicated themselves to this very special project, this God-ordained project of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We must welcome you wherever you are. This message, this very gospel must be spread. You will tell them that this very day we are here not just to broadcast like any other outfit. We are here to preach the gospel of Biafra. We are here to worship God through Biafra. We are here to atone for our sins. We are here to offer praise and thanks to Chukwu Abiama. At the same time, we must remember those that died that we may live. We are here to seek, without any apology, without any prevarication, without hesitation, the unadulterated restoration of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, that 3.5 million people died because of. They died to get Biafra. If we fail to get Biafra, we are doing a disservice and a dishonor to their name. If we fail to restore Biafra, God will fail to restore us. If we fail to restore Biafra, our inheritance will be denied forever. That is why we are here, that this gospel may be preached like any other day, 6 p.m. in London, 7 p.m. in Biafra land, anywhere you are, regardless of your time zone, across the entire 24 time zones of the world. We must welcome you all the way across the world, from Brazil to Bolivia, from Botswana, please, to Bahrain, anywhere you are on this planet. If you are in Asia, if you're in Africa, in North or South America, as long as you have any internet-enabled device, as long as you have gone to radiobiafra.co, as long as you have gone to peopleofbiafra.org, you must receive Radio Biafra. You must receive us, because we are here every blessed day without fear before our enemies. We have sworn an oath to restore Biafra, or we die in the process. There will be no retreat and no surrender. If the option they give to us is to seek our restoration by violence, every living thing living in the zoo will be destroyed. All the animals will be destroyed. It's a promise and a pledge we are making to them. They must understand that we just don't love our country. We are fanatical about Biafra. We will do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. It is either the flag of Biafra is raised up, or I am lowered into the grave. One of the two must happen. It is better for this heaven and this earth not to exist than for Biafra not to come to pass. We dedicate it into the hands of Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, because only him decreed that we should exist as a race, and only him has the say to decide and to determine if we are to survive or not. We don't rest our hopes in any man. We don't believe that any country can do anything for us. we are going to reaffirm our faith in the supremacy of the creator of the heavens and the earth, upon to whom and in whom every glory and honor belongs to. That's why we worship him and nothing else and no other. We worship the one true living God. That is who we worship. That is why we were created. We are not like any other people. We have been chosen by Chukwu Abiyama to serve him. We have been chosen by the creator of the heavens and the earth that we may serve him. That is why in our names it contains every praise imaginable. Every praise imaginable to the Most High is contained within our names, because we are very special people. We are here to reaffirm and reiterate that. We are here to ensure that this very march towards our freedom cannot be hindered. Any obstacle on our way, real or imagined, man or woman, adult or child, anything it is, once you are an impediment to the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra, you will be destroyed completely and totally in every way imaginable. We do not forgive. There is no forgiveness in our dictionary. We are here to ensure that the death of 3.5 million people is not forgotten. It is to them that I owe every ounce of loyalty and obligation. They are not here to offer any advice or to ask us to forgive Gowon. They are not here to ask us to forgive Haruna. They are not here to ask us to forgive the Yoruba people and the Wolowo family. The reason why we exist is to ensure that their memory, that they can never ever be forgotten, that their memory will linger on forever, that as long as man walks this earth, this world will remember the 3.5 million people that they killed, men and women that did nothing, children that were innocent. Their only crime is to be blessed by God. That is the only crime they have committed. As those children were being slaughtered, as they were being starved to death by a very wicked and cruel world spearheaded by a Wolowo, everybody looked on and did nothing. Instead of them to help us, they ensured that our absolute blockade from land, air, and sea was absolute, that we may die, that the children of God may die. But lo and behold, Chukwu Abiyama determined that we cannot die, that we cannot perish, because we are his own. Despite all our iniquities, despite all our sins, he made us in his image. He gave us that very edict to worship him, and that is what we do every blessed day on this radio station, without fail and without the fear of any human being, talk less of an animal in the zoo. We are here to worship Chukwu Abiyama. For those who don't understand what Chukwu Abiyama means, he is the creator, the supreme creator of the heavens and the earth. And to him, we owe everything that we are. And upon him, and to him does every honor and glory belong to. This is Radio Biafra. As I wait the barrister to join me, we must once again welcome you wherever you are. Across every surface of this very planet Earth, people are listening to Radio Biafra, upwards of 5 million and beyond. Every day we are growing exponentially, not for anything special that we do, but because we speak the truth. Because here, if you come to Radio Biafra, as unpalatable as it may sound, as bitter as it may come across, everything here that we pontificate upon, everything here that we deliberate upon, every news item that we present to you, every analysis that we offer to you contains the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. After a while, you come back to us and you begin to wonder, how is it possible that they know all these things? We know it because Chukwu Abiyama and not man determined that we should come. God determined that we should come. And that time is now. We have a very small window in this year of double blood moon, in 2015 of double blood moon, coinciding with very ancient dates. We must make hay while the sun shines. We must get our freedom. We must get it, or we burn the zoo down. One of the two must happen. Somalia will look like a paradise. We've been telling them, now they will know that we are very serious, that we are the children of God, and that we hold no fear in us. We will do everything absolutely possible to ensure our freedom. The same way we were before Frederick Lugard came. We did not know who this man is. These people, very evil and dubious people, that gave us the name of a river. How about Niger? Is it because it's pronounced in French? In English, it is Niger. You have Niger Republic. You have Nigeria. Are we one people? The answer is no. They call it Niger in French. Nigeria in English. What utter garbage. What relationship do I have with people in Niger? We ask Cameron in Britain, the Prime Minister of Britain, if you love unity so much, why don't you allow yourself to be dominated by Germany? Why don't you allow yourself to be dominated by the French? Why don't you speak French instead of English? Why is Scotland seeking independence? Because it is good to be free. We are here to ask for our freedom. We are not looking for anybody's property, not land, nothing. Just leave us alone. Let us be. That's what we're asking for. Go and stay on your own. If you're not blessed with natural resources, go and keep praying to your Allah to find out why you don't have any. If we are blessed, it is because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should be blessed. We are part of the chosen people. And we worship God and nothing else, because he said in his own laws that he gave to Moses, thou shalt have no other God but me. I am a jealous God. That is why we worship him. And that is why he's with us. Everything we touch turns into gold. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you wherever you are. I know that the barrister may have been calling me. I know he's been trying to call me. He will join me very, very quickly. And once again, we must welcome you. Because we are in the UK, our number remains the same. As always, it is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. That is the principal Radio Biafra studio line. Anytime we are anywhere in the United Kingdom, especially our studio, that is how you're able to get through to us. And also, our Skype line is on. If you add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, you should be able to speak to us. Those of you on WhatsApp, if you want to send messages, some of you already send me messages via Facebook as I'm on, because I monitor it on my screen. If you want to send us any message you wish us to read out to you, the same message, please. Add this very number to your WhatsApp, is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. You can also follow Radio Biafra on Twitter at Radio Biafra Live. That is our Twitter handle. You must follow us there at Radio Biafra Live. That is where and how you can get us on Twitter as well. This is Radio Biafra, and I must introduce the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. I believe with every shred of conviction in my heart that the barrister himself is with me. It is always a privilege and a unique honor to have this man beside me to serve my beloved country. That is how I know that Biafra is indeed going to come. You are welcome to this program, barrister. Please start by acknowledging the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the planet, if you may.
Good evening, Director. Good evening to you. And I must thank you for all you're doing for Biafrans. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Again, we are here today to preach about the restoration of our beloved country. We call upon all of you to stand up wherever you are. Give us your time. Give us your strength. Give us your financial support. Give us the moral support. We must need it from all of you. We can't do this alone. We cannot bring Biafra all on our own alone. We need the support of all of you. All of you listening, both our friends, including our enemies, could help us liberate and go back home. We have waited for too long in the Western world, everywhere, even in African world, those who are supposed to be our subordinates. We are running to them, cleaning their houses. That is what we call slavery in different ways, caused by one single individual, one man, who came to put pen and paper after killing as much as they desired to kill. We have seen it. We have known it. This time, we say this era will not pass without us bringing Biafra back to Biafrans. That is what we decreed, and that's the way it will be. Please, get your pen and paper. and make sure that all this we're teaching you and the ones we're learning from you is recorded. Our own is there electronically. And make sure you put your own date, whatever paper you have, so that every day we talk to you, bring it out and put a date. Record all we say to you. Gradually, we'll get there. The appointed time, we will see all of you in Biafra land. If your call is picked, please do not hesitate to turn it off and listen to us. After which, go back into your listening devices. Thank you once again. Director will take us through the news. Good evening to you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who is a very kind Biafran and also a very good man. The barrister himself is a very good man, and we welcome him to this very program the same way we welcome every listener, be they old or new, that we must continue. I am being chastised for my inability to memorize the studio number of Radio Biafra, and I say to anybody with this type of view that I happen to be an old man, you must forgive me. I have lived for too long. I'm a very old man. If I fail to memorize these numbers, please, please, please do bear with me. Once again, the number is +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. I am getting there very soon. I should be able to memorize it, age permitting. We must quickly go to our news headlines and accompanying news summary. On this day, the 5th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014, Obasanjo's ex-lawyer is asking the court to stop the national conference, the jamboree they are intending on having. I don't know if they have started it or not. I am not interested in any jamboree in Abuja. Obasanjo's lawyer is seeking to stop it. We are also reporting today that there is no end in sight as Boko Haram kills another 40. That is a magic number. There is something quite mythical about the number 40. Another 40 people killed in the senseless orgy of death, murder, and mayhem happening in the northeastern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It is a zoo, a place without a name, shamelessly and hopelessly named after a river. We have River Thames here. Why is it not Thames area? It is called. People keep forgetting that even Niger Republic, the reason why it sounds different is because Niger is French. It is also Niger. Two countries, they claim, two principal areas named after a river. How sad can that be? How sad is that? We must continue to bring you news today that Finance Minister Okonjo-Iweala is saying that 2015 will be brutal for the economy. And I'm asking Okonjo-Iweala, which year hasn't been brutal? Every year has been brutal since Shagari came to power. In case you don't know, perhaps you are in America, you didn't know. We grew up with it. Since they introduced austerity measure, we have not survived till today. Every year has been bad. There is no difference between 2015 and 1979, 1979, 1980, 1981, 1982. The only difference then was that the naira was stronger than the pound. Then you can come to England without visa. They are begging you to come here. People didn't know that. That then flight ticket was only 40 naira. People did not know that. Now it is in hundreds of thousands of naira. They asked you to devalue your currency and you did, because you were importing everything, including Akinloye champagne from France. National conference will transform Nigeria, according to Igbo leaders. Abekola Hozo, Igbo. That name is beginning to give me headache. They've come again. National conference will transform Nigeria, according to another group of Igbo leaders. There's Igbo leaders of thought. There are Igbo leaders. There are Southeast Igbo leaders. Southwest Igbo leaders. South-North Igbo leaders. North-North-South-South Igbo leaders. All of them in one place. They wonder why there is no functioning industry in the zoo. Amazing. Amazing. We can crush Boko Haram, says Army Chief. I don't think I have anything to add to that. they are now beginning to sound like Comico Ali, that the American troops were at Baghdad airport. The Iraqi Minister for Information, they call him Comico Ali because it was a joke. He said that that everything was under control. When the world can see American troops at Baghdad airport, he said they are repelling the enemy. That is what these people are doing to us. Because people are foolish. They don't know anything. Anything they hear, they believe. If you tell them that Adeboye is now the new savior, they will say yes. Because the Yoruba man, they will go and give him money. That was when I knew our people are dead and finished. When they started following Yoruba people about in churches, worshipping Yoruba men, I knew that their life was over. We continue to report that you have no power to stop Jonathan come 2015, according to Jibril Aminu. He tells northern politicians. Nigerian foreign policy in 100 years. We shall be delving into this. Perhaps it is the same person that wrote for us yesterday that is bringing this to our attention, that diplomatic and bilateral ties, which Nigeria had as a colony, we are mostly dominated by Britain. What is new? Niger area, which means the area where niggers inhabit. That's the meaning of it. Niger area. That's the meaning of it. Not even after a river. They use the river to camouflage it. It is where monkeys inhabit, niggers. People who cannot reason properly. That was why the British people, the size of Imo State, came and lorded it over everybody and every imbecile there in the zoo, calling him or herself a Nigerian, is following them sheepishly, like the fools they are. Like the very fools that they are. People should go and think properly and ask themselves why they are on this earth. Some of us have taken stupidity to a new level, to an unimaginable level, and it cannot continue for long. And now the news in detail. A former counsel for ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, Dr. Tunji Abayomi, has asked an Abuja Federal High Court to stop the federal government from going ahead with a national conference scheduled to commence in the Federal Capital Territory this month. In the suit numbered FHC, that like Billie, in the suit numbered FHC/ABJ/CS/167/204 and dated March 3, 2014, Abayomi argued that President Goodluck Jonathan did not possess the power to convoke or convene a national conference without authorizing legislation from the National Assembly. Of course, the man is right. That is a fact of life, is right. The lawyer asked the court to determine whether a national conference could be convened by the president and or federal government of Nigeria without a law made by the National Assembly enabling it to do so. Those of us who are educated and learned properly understand that what this Yoruba man is saying is correct. Absolutely correct. The sovereignty does not lie with Jonathan. It doesn't. Because it is sovereign. This very conference is sovereign. Unless Jonathan comes out to designate very openly that the conference is not sovereign anymore. That is their business. It's for them. We don't really care, do we? If they like, you hold it. If you like, you don't hold it. That is your business. We want Biafra. Simple and short. In Maiduguri, once again, the people calling themselves Boko Haram, also known as Hausa Fulani people, that is who they are. There is nothing called Boko Haram. Is Hausa Fulani people financed by Buhari, financed by Al Mustafa, Wazirike's friend. These are the people killing our people in the north. But you can come to Okwe and get 21 gun salute in the era. In what appears to be total dominance of Borno State, Boko Haram is totally dominating Borno State. We must make it very clear. And we encourage them. I, for one, support what Boko Haram is doing. They want to be free. They want to have an Islamic caliphate. You leave them to have their own country. Is it your business? In what appears to be total dominance of Borno State, Boko Haram terrorists Monday night invaded Jakana village in Konduga, council area of the state, killing no fewer than 40 people, including two policemen. These are the people that will come and kill Biafrans and kill people in mass up. And everybody runs away and cries to their mother. Oh, look at what they are doing to us. Nigerian police. Nobody has monopoly over violence. Boko Haram is hunting them down and taking them out. So when police hears of Boko Haram, they run away. Not when police is lacking to pursue, but they want to drink golda, cold golda. They stop you with Biafran flag and take money from you, lock you up. Some of you are still in detention since 2006. Some of you killed by Peter Obi, still in mortuary till today. Where are the corpses of all the MASOP members killed? Nobody knows. Can't ask your Wazirike Ndoshi. In what appears to be total dominance of Borno, Boko Haram terrorists on Monday night invaded Jakana village in Konduga council area of the state, killing no fewer than 40 people, including two policemen. The gunmen were said to have arrived in the village around 10 p.m. in 21 Toyota Hilux vehicles and motorcycles, as well as explosives and petrol bombs. The same Hilux they bought with the money given to them by the president of the Zoological Republic, President Jonathan, who incidentally is a zoologist. The zoologist president of the Zoological Republic. How amazing is that? Other property destroyed in the multiple attacks include the police station, a primary school, mosque, and several houses and huts of villagers. An unconfirmed report, however, said that dozens of the terrorists who attacked Jakana were bombed in a nearby Sambisa village by air. Nigerian soldiers are afraid, so they have resorted to staying very far and throwing bombs at them. These are the people we are afraid of. These are the people that are saying, oh, leave them. Nigerian, they are the best. Who told you? They cannot fight Boko Haram face to face. They stay very far and they throw bombs. This time around, there is no Britain to help them. There is no Russia to help them. There is no America to give them support. And the Arab world is not supporting them, because any Arab world that supports the zoo, the terrorists in their own area will go after them. Ordinary Boko Haram. And our people are scared. You are scared of people recruited from Niger, people recruited from Chad, illiterate people dwelling in the Sahel region. You are afraid of them. Who told you that they are trained soldiers? We are born soldiers. We are born and we are soldiers. We are warriors from birth, not trained. And we are afraid of a bunch of idiots that Boko Haram are chasing, that they have to resort to using the air to bomb them to be able to survive. They used Air Force fighter jets while attempting to flee from military counter-offensives. Jakana is on Maiduguri-Damaturu Road and 40 kilometers west of Maiduguri, the state capital. The insurgents that attacked Minok last Saturday also killed 39 people. Jakana village, which was set ablaze, is 20 kilometers east of Minok. Their attack is relentless every blessed day. The coordinating minister for the economy and finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, yesterday disclosed that with the country's election looming, the 2015 will be a tough and brutal year in maintaining a strong macroeconomic performance the country has recorded in recent times. Oh, my dear goodness me. What is this woman on? Has she had something to drink? This woman is actually telling us that the economy, according to her, macroeconomic performance, English without meaning, macroeconomic performance. What does this mean to a grandmother in a village? Macroeconomic. My grandmother is asking me, is Golden Guinea working? No. Is ceramics working? No. Aba textile mill working? No. Glass factory working? No. Lever Brothers at full capacity? The answer is no. Leners have left Aba. Leventis is gone. Nigerian breweries operating at only 30%. Therefore, Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala, U.S. educated. That is why I hate useless African people that claim they're educated, that they're learned. How, therefore, is the economy growing? Which sector is growing, my dear lady? Can you tell us? Is it manufacturing or is it buying and selling? Tell us the part of the economy. Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala, what does Nigeria manufacture? What do you produce and export apart from crude oil? Are you saying that the crude oil is growing? That the demand for crude oil is much? That the cost of crude oil sales is perhaps very high? You're generating more revenue from the sale of crude oil? Then you tell us, because you run a rentier economy. You sell only one product and import everything else. When you talk about macroeconomics, my dear, you should be talking about it within the context of the overall performance of the economy, not just the oil sector. That is how you know who is a proper economist and who isn't. Macroeconomic performance record strong in recent years. What do you make, my dear lady. Nothing. You sell crude oil, you import everything else, including coffin, to bury your so-called leaders, and you're telling me macroeconomic performance in recent years. You were not around, we were there. When Shagari announced austerity measures, if I'm not mistaken, in 1982-83, that was when our mess started. When they asked us to devalue Naira, because Naira was actually stronger than the British pound. And from that day till this day, dear Okonjo-Iweala, things have gotten progressively worse every blessed day. Things are getting wrong every blessed day. For your information, telling us about macroeconomic performance. Useless grammars being spoken by people who are not educated enough to speak it. The concerned Igbo leaders of thought. Concerned Igbo leaders of thought. The other ones are Igbo leaders of thought. These ones are concerned Igbo leaders of thought. On Monday said that the proposed national conference represented a vehicle for genuine transformation of Nigeria. Can you believe that these Igbo people, some of them are still harboring the intention of Nigeria, talking about Nigeria. We can only hope they are being diplomatic. This group called CILT, which is led by constitutional lawyer, the same man, they have changed from Igbo leaders of thought to concerned Igbo leaders of thought. Professor Ben Mwabes stated in Enugu through his strategy committee, people warned us last week that we should be very careful of this man. From saying they are going to talk about secession, they have now come back to say, is this going to transform Nigeria for good? Those giving Mwabes money have phoned him to say, what nonsense are you talking about secession? He has come back again. You people warned us, and we have agreed. We were wrong to even highlight it. He has gone back to the Mwabeze, living at Ibuta Meta, as usual. The deputy secretary of this SILT, whatever it's called, Reverend Eliot Uko, spoke for the group. Eliot said the national conference, I didn't know Eliot was not a reverend. Eliot said that the national conference couldn't have come at a more auspicious time other than now that the nation was at crossroads. We plead with President Goodluck Jonathan to ensure that this national conference truly rebuilds this country, and it will be a wonderful legacy if he does, says Uko. I know Eliot Uko of Igbo Youth Movement. He's now a reverend. When I spoke to Eliot Uko in 1999, Eliot Uko made me to understand that we are fighting for Biafra, myself included, when he came to see me in my hotel in Lagos. Today he's a reverend, and he's talking about leaving a legacy of a good and proper one Nigeria. Amazing. Amazing. No wonder we find it difficult sometimes convincing people as to the authenticity of our intentions. Amazing. In 1999, you're a Biafran. In 2014, you are talking about building a Nigeria that is good. How crazy can our people get sometimes? The Chief of Air Staff, CAS Air Marshal Adeshola Amosu, has assured that the Nigerian Armed Forces have the capacity to crush Boko Haram insurgency in the northeastern part of the country as soon as possible. I love that word. It's like saying you will crush them tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. As soon as possible, how do you begin to quantify as soon as possible? Nobody knows. As soon as possible could be 2050, isn't it? Yoruba man in an armed uniform. Yoruba in armed forces is laughable. A Yoruba person wearing army uniform, actually leading soldiers to battle. That would be a sight to behold. People who are born innate cowards leading men into battle. That is amazing. But of course, he's in Lagos and Abuja in air-conditioned office talking crap. And most of this same Yoruba man gave the assurance yesterday while receiving the commandant of the... I thought he was in the battlefield. He was in his office receiving commandant of the Armed Forces Command and Staff College, Air Vice Marshal John Ifemeje, who paid him a courtesy visit in his office. This Amosu said there is a synergy between his office and that of the Chief of Army Staff with the view to designing the appropriate approach to effectively counter the onslaught by the rampaging insurgents. I am beginning to love Boko Haram and what they are doing. They are going to help us get Biafra, you see, by what they are doing. They will help us get Biafra. This Yoruba man is in his office talking about synergy. When villagers are being burnt to death, he's talking about synergy. Yoruba, what do you expect when a Yoruba man is in charge of the army? Northern politicians opposed to the re-election of President Goodluck Jonathan in 2015 have no power to stop him from running for a second term in office, according to former petroleum minister, a professor, Jibril Aminu, The former petroleum minister said while it was proper for people to hold their views in a democratic setting, it was wrong for some elements to cause avoidable political rancor over a matter that did not warrant any protracted argument. He pointed out that any northerner who wanted to stop Jonathan from getting a second term should not try to stop him by stoking unnecessary debate which the law court could settle, but should go to the poll to vote against him. According to Jibril Aminu, we are not interested because there will be no election in Biafra land, we promise them. Diplomatic and bilateral ties which Nigeria had as a colony were mostly dominated by Britain. We know that. Let's continue. Before the amalgamation of Northern and Southern Protectorates in 1914, which was the day that the zoo was officially created by no other than the British, agricultural commodities were exported to Europe and totally controlled by the British Empire. They created your country, but everything you did from breeding to your death was a British prerogative. People don't understand one thing. Nobody asked the British people to form a country. They came. In fact, the zoo is an extension of the Royal Niger Company. When the British people wanted to legitimize or make legal the presence of Royal Niger Company, they just called the animals they found there Nigerians. And that's it. Royal Niger Company to Nigeria. Royal Niger Company. Nigeria. Royal Niger Company. It was a company controlling the affairs of these monkeys in the zoo before the British decided to say, okay, America is putting pressure on us, the world. Let's just try and do something. Let's bring them Christianity and at the same time call them Nigerians. Let us see if we can make human of them. And that is where we are today. A land full of niggers. That's the meaning of it. Nigeria. That's what it means. There's another one up north. It's called Niger in French. Very chic and posh. But it is nigger by any other name. That's the name of it. They call it Niger. Where Abacha comes from. Amazing. This, what we are reporting, shows the level of foreign bilateral trade between the colony and the outside world, where cocoa, groundnut, palm oil, and palm kernel were exported, and chemicals, machines, transportation equipment, and other manufactured products were imported. The zoo did not start sending out things today to import everything it needs, despite the presence of professor of engineering at University of Ibadan that cannot make ordinary toothpick. Professor of methodology. You cannot fabricate not one nail, one single nail. But you're a professor. If I call you Mr. Adetokunbo, you start crying and quarreling with me. One single nail as a professor of engineering, you cannot make. One nail, Ntuli, you can't make it. The same thing. They have been exporting some form of natural produce from time and importing everything else. Nothing has changed since 1914 till today. Then it was groundnut, it was cocoa, it was palm kernel. Today, what are we exporting? Crude oil. What are we importing? The same chemicals, machines, transportation equipment, and other manufactured products. Nothing has changed for 100 years. And people wonder why we call it a zoo full of animals. No progress. None whatsoever. Before you were selling groundnut, now you're selling crude oil. That's it. And you say you want to... I don't even know why they let them in at the UN. They should lock the door on their faces. These people are lower than monkeys. That is the news we are reporting today, that nothing has changed for 100 years, that even in the last 10 years and beyond, Boko Haram, previously known as Maitasine, sponsored by Buhari, are still killing people. And what has changed? The Nigerian army, led by Yoruba people, are telling us we'll cross them in 1 week. We'll cross them in 1 hour. That sounded like I was recording myself. Biafra is coming in 1999, the year 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. We are now in 2014. It hasn't come. Even the useless name, Masop, is not even at the UN. How sad is that? And people buy in lies. Okwasi, what is it with black African people that you cannot understand the truth when you see it? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with your brain? If you are so stupid you can't understand the truth, go and donate your brain for research. You're not worthy to be a human being. Every blessed year they lie to you and you accept it. When we tell you the truth, you then know how to box. You know how to do wrestling. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. And I am Nnamdi Kanu. Our job here is to proclaim this very gospel. Not according to us, but according to how Chukwu Abiama has determined that it must be preached. And the barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu is with me. The barrister is the very fine son of Biafra. Every day I am not tired of saying it. That barrister is a good man. And this same barrister will join me to make sense of what I'm presenting, because it does not make sense to me. How can you call people a country when 100 years ago they were exporting groundnut and palm kernel to import everything else? In 2014, they are exporting one natural product, crude oil, and importing everything else. People don't know that the zoo imports palm oil, do you? Do you know that the zoo exports crude oil to import palm oil? Do you know that? How sad. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Director, for the news discussion. As we say always here on Radio Biafra. Director, before any advent, I have to make it clear to our people, fellow Biafrans, those who love Biafra, and those who are friends of Biafra, that the news we bring to you is not a part of what we are doing to bring about the restoration of Biafra. The news we bring to you here on Radio Biafra is for you to have first-class knowledge about what is happening in the zoo. We have nothing to do with the news. We're just telling our people to update you of everyday events. Without Radio Biafra, some of you may not even be knowing that there is a thing called Boko Haram. And some of you will attest that we bring you news, views, analysis of what is happening here. So we are not concerned about what the zoo is doing or what they are operating. But we are telling you for the sake of your knowledge only, while we pursue our restoration. Director, let me start with Obasanjo's ex-lawyer trying to indict or stop what Goodluck Jonathan is doing over there. Don't forget that Goodluck Jonathan himself has his own lawyer. Obasanjo's ex-lawyer is wrong here, and Director, I'll tell you why. When Goodluck Jonathan instituted this conferencing business, he called it National Conference. It was people that gradually start adding sovereignty. If you take the original dossier, the originality of this conference, he did not put sovereign, he put National Conference. You might see it as a diplomatic way of getting into the nitty-gritty without actually mentioning it. So Obasanjo's ex-lawyer, whatever, present or past, it's wrong, because Jonathan made his consultation via his own lawyer prior to bringing about this conference in. Of course, he knew that he hasn't got the right to initiate a sovereign without a consensual agreement by all concerned in that zoo, including people in Biafra land. So that is not part of our problem, but it's good to clear the air. Obasanjo's ex-lawyer will not succeed. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Goodluck Jonathan did not mention anything sovereign. It's people that every day they add one and add two. It's them that are making it sovereign. Goodluck Jonathan didn't say anything sovereign at all.
So it's just a talking shop, which means it's meaningless. We shouldn't be going then, if it's not
sovereign. Yes, of course. It's meaningless, Director. It's just a way to keep people busy while those who are looting are looting. That's what it is, Director. Do you know the amount of money they are going to give in the name of bribe for people to attend and talk rubbish while our people are dying on our roads? People are dying in hospital. Those who are taken to hospital to be cured, you have to buy card. You will be there trying to do some paperwork. People are dying. Most of them are sitting and lying down on a trolley or pushchair, or some of them are what we call barrow. People are sitting in a barrow and they are sharing money in that zoo. And yet the West close their eyes and it's okay for us to die in that bloody zoo while everything is okay in their own land. We will see and find out this time if we will keep quiet forever or if we will do something. Director, let me go to the news before I start getting myself upset without saying much. About the military who will crush the Boko Haram the next day. How many times have they said that? They all live in a cuckoo land. As you rightly say, Director, he is saying this in his office and they are speaking grammar. They should go there. Wasn't it 3 or 4 days ago they told the chief of staff to go to Maiduguri and sort the problem out? I wonder if we will go. We are watching them until the day we start our business. The Uko you spoke with in 1999, Director, he is now telling you about Nigeria. But if you, Director, you've said it many times, you cannot send somebody who wants to restore Biafra in the zoo. Otherwise, they'll compromise. And that's exactly what happened. You said it many times. A freedom fighter cannot stay in the land and freedom fight in that land. He will definitely compromise. And that's what is happening to this Alessuko or whatever he is. He's coming a reference. Of course, a way to have his own share of the national cake. All of them are there singing and talking about money. None of them could ever do anything free, just like we're doing here. If you tell some people that come here and talk without getting penny, I'm doing it for the sake of my people, for the liberation of Biafra. I'd rather put my own to make sure that all this killing, atrocity stops. That is why we are doing what we are doing here, Director. There in the zoo, nobody does anything free. What is my share? What do I have to gain? That is what our people ask. That is Uko for you, so forget them. None of them can do anything while they are there. Okonjo-Iweala, Director, I wouldn't want you to blame her too much. She's just a messenger, remember. Even announcements she makes on the air is written by her secretary, not her. All she does is to read it out. And when she's talking about microeconomics or mega-economics, Biafra land is not inclusive of what they are talking in the zoo, Director. Biafra land is not included. So whenever they're talking about economics and politics, it's just Yoruba and Hausa, Boko Haram. We have always been excluded. What is happening in our land is extracting our oil and making use of it. That is all. We are not part of the census. We are not part of the game. How many of your people are there in the affair of what is happening in the zoo? Most of them have been hired and fired. So, for this Okonjo-Iweala, she's just reporting what was written for her. And she's there as a figurehead. What does she do? Only to present a paper, this is how much we realize this month. She's not in control of anything. I tell you, she doesn't even know where the money accounted. And for 49 billion missing, somebody has to tell her, today is 49, tomorrow. 59. The next day is 15. She has not
witnessed any of this. Barrister, why am I losing you? Why is your voice muffled? Why am I losing you? You have moved.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's better now. What happened? It was getting muffled. Please, go ahead.
Okay, I have to change my position.
Go ahead.
Tell me what you had last, Director, so that I can recount.
No, it was okay. It's just that it was getting poorer and poorer as you went on. So I wanted to correct it before it got worse. But continue from where you stopped.
okay, Director. Your people, Igbo leader, they are talking about transformation. Well, as you earlier said, it could be some kind of diplomacy. I was listening last week when you were jubilating that it's now coming into our area. After him and Ekweme say they are no longer interested, so they have to find a beautiful avenue to creep back in. Remember, they didn't want to conference in. They have already denied and declined joining in. So for them to come back in, because of course people hail them. You know, look, you're a professor. Hey, you've ruled Nigeria before. Remember, ex-president, vice president. They bribed them. They came back in with the Biafran conference, or they call it the Igbo conference, has to come first. We have to talk about secession. And then what happened now? They are talking about bringing about the transformation of Nigeria. What are you going to transform after 100 years? They are killing your people, melting your oil, what you're supposed to feed on. They are melting it. the money they are getting from that land, they're giving it to you, and then blow you wind at your ear, and you're sleeping and say, like here in the commons, when they want to agree something, most of them are sleeping. Or when they call you, yeah. They don't even know what has been discussed or what has been said. So that is the position Ekweme and Professor Nwabuezi are in now. They want to get back into the limelight, and now they are telling us rubbish that it will transform. What would you transform? After how many hundred years you want to transform? Boko Haram will never stop, Director. They will not stop. And no military might of the zoo can ever stop them. Until Biafra comes, then they will know that we are strategically born. That is the only way all those rubbish will stop. And we will help them stop it. Boko Haram should stop killing our people. We said this many times. But they don't want to listen. According to Uche before, he will say they are not listening. Then Boko Haram are not listening. But when Biafra arrives, they will listen. And they will be stopped. Director, I will leave the rest for you to say. Thank you for now.
Thank you very much, Barrister. That was the voice of Barrister Mamesu. I am never tired of listening to him. Wherever you are, once again, we must welcome you. We must remind you that this is Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in London. And our lines are open. The number to call once again remains +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. We also have the coordinators line on Skype, and it is open for all the principal officers that serve their country, that serve their land, Biafra, to be able to get through to us uninterrupted. And also, our Skype line is open. You can call Radio Biafra, and because we want to hear your views, we want to see what you make of the news. We also want to learn from you. We want you to tell us how we are doing things, rightly or wrongly. If there is anything to correct, we shall do so. Everything we do is based on the stuff you told us on air during live transmission. That is why we are here to serve you. That is why we are here to ensure that Biafra is restored in truth and honesty. We are not looking for a Biafra that will come today and disappear tomorrow. We want a Biafra of truth and honesty. And that's why we are here. Give us your name and where you are. You have come through to us via Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Amazing, they can't hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Namdi Kalu.
Good evening. It's Kano, not Kalu. Let nobody call me Kalu. I hate it. My name is Kano, not Carlo.
I can hear you, Namji.
Please go ahead.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Ozoma Moke. I'm calling from Germany, Kassel.
From Kassel in Germany. Thank you very much, my dear brother. You're welcome to the program. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. I just want to make contribution for the news we heard today.
Go ahead.
Dr. Nandi, please, I want to tell you that you know all these Nigeria leaders, these zoo leaders, you know, good luck. You cannot blame him for everything he's doing, because all those things he's vomiting out, it's not the one that's writing it. It's only that when Yoruba and Hausa people write for him, he will come out and carry space like an ancient man. A whole somebody is, he called himself as a graduate, university graduate. He cannot read. You know, do you remember when this France president come to Nigeria? He make a speech without looking anywhere. But tell me, every time this man is making a speech, he have to read from A to Z. He will carry his head on the paper until he finish. He never make a speech on his head one day. I never see him make a speech. What kind of world are you talking? It's when Yoruba and Hausa formulate paper for him, he come out and read. Corruption never allowed them to examine what they are doing as a minister, as a president. That is the problem we are having. Anything where Hausa and Yoruba tell them it's what they will come and vomit at. So we won't blame them. So we can't be going through and talking about the imbecile, as he said. You know, we can focus on what we are doing, and they get what we are doing, and the one we get it, we teach them how to run things. It's not by having degrees the problem, but it's to how to work it out. That thing you claim you are, how did you perform in it? As they are talking, MHL, this. I'm not interested of all those things. What I'm interested in is Moku get Biafra. That is where we are here. So thank you very much, sir. That is what I want to contribute, sir.
I like your contribution. It's very, very intelligently made. I like it very much. That is how you know people that speak with passion and conviction. When you are outlining your policy as a leader, as a head of state, you don't need auto cue. You don't need to be looking on your written paper all the time as a reference or as a guide. You come out and you defend passionately what you believe in. Let somebody go and ask Jonathan, what is your policy on curbing the rampant unemployment which stands at 85%? Youth unemployment. How do you intend to industrialize the country? How do you ensure constant power? How do you ensure that people develop urban areas according to a particular standard that allows pipe-borne water to be channeled into every home and not electricity? How do you make your schools viable? Every day it is about allocation. Allocation, allocation, allocation. You keep sharing money. You keep sharing money because you don't know what governance means.
Yes.
You don't know what it means. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless Biafra.
And you too. God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. I am now going to Carol Monde. I believe that Carol is with us. Carol Monde, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Welcome back to London, Director. This is Carol Monde in London.
Thank you very much.
In fact, I've been trying to get through to Radio Biafra for the last 2 weeks, I think. All those callers out there that try to persevere, eventually you'll get through. And the lines are very busy. I've been trying when you were in Italy, when you were in Spain, when you were in France, to get through. You were saying earlier about export business. What economy is there? And what is the natural resource that is being exported? And I will tell you, the answer is human trafficking. Nigeria now is the hub of the entire world for human trafficking. That is your natural resource. Barrister talks about modern-day slavery. That is modern-day slavery. Child labor, forced prostitution, selling your children, being forced to marry people. All of these things are modern. Slavery. Human traffic is big business for Nigeria, and that is what the economy is about, and that's stop. They are selling the they are selling women. It is the highest rate in the world for the sale of girls in the world. Can you imagine? In some areas, in some townships, one out of three are taken to overseas. Okay, there's a market for it. I'm not disagreeing. Everyone's going to say, oh, but there's a market for it. Shouldn't be that kind of... It shouldn't happen. Shouldn't be safety. And it has to be stopped.
Carol, I don't understand what is happening with London lines. Please, I don't know where you are, where you're calling from, but your line is not stable. And I find it shocking that I am in London and your line is not clear. Why is that?
No idea. It is a very, it is a, I can hear you're very tinny. I don't know.
It's better now. Please continue. Please continue.
You heard what I said about the human trafficking?
I did, of course. It's human trafficking. That is the biggest business. It's the biggest business we have.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
And of course, that is what we've got to stop. Apart from that, no, obviously, you know, the export business, I wanted to thank, the Women's Worldwide Group. The Women's Worldwide are supporting Rita at the moment. Rita is, oh my gosh, an amazing woman. She's down there and she's setting up the office. I don't think she's seen her actual home for over a month. And she's doing an amazing work down there. And we really need more women to support that cause. We need her to support the on-the-ground movement. There is so much work to be done in Biafra land itself. There's still evacuees coming down. There is so much work, and we need to be able to support that. Also, another note, I know that there's been a lot of changes lately. Thomas Anemia, Uchenna. Uchenna. Sorry, you know, my pronunciation is not good, but I know I'm not allowed to call him Thomas.
Yes, you're not allowed to do that. No.
So, Mazi Onyema, I will call you from now on. And he's taken over as coordinator. As you know, there's no network in the zoo. It's very difficult. I'm trying to keep in touch with Ike intermediately, but the network is very bad. Every zonal coordinator, we need all your contacts in. It is all being reorganized. Every national coordinator must get in touch with Mazi Onyema, and give us all the zonal coordinator details. Because obviously we're getting closer to the 30th of May now. It's a worldwide march. Please let's not forget, everybody, wherever you are in the world, you need to be contacting your national coordinators or your zonal coordinators to be prepared for that march worldwide. Because the whole world must stand up and stop this kind of slavery. Nigeria is now the hub for the entire world for human trafficking. If you can imagine, that is how bad it is down there on the ground. I know Ike said he went home and he thought it, he knew it was bad, but he never knew it was that bad and how real bad it really was until he'd got there. When he gets, and he said he went from Lagos to Anasia with no police stops, and then from Anasia to Enugu with police stops every 10 posts. It's that bad in Barafaland. Bribe. And we've got to get out of there. And on that note, I'm leaving you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That was Carol Monde. This is Radio Biafra. We are here transmitting live. And once again, our number remains +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. Why do you have so many checkpoints where we come from? We have them because some people are benefiting from it. We have it because the same people that are on the checkpoints in the afternoon, in the evening, they transform themselves into armed robbers and kidnappers. It is the police and the army people who are armed robbers and kidnappers. That is why nothing happens. That is why nobody catches them. And that is why we are here to continue proclaiming this very gospel until Biafra comes. This is Radio Biafra. The studio line is open. We are also reporting that the coordinator's line is also open. And also Radio Biafra is all you need to do. Just add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. You should be able to get us. On a day we are reporting that Obasanjo's lawyer is planning or is intending or has taken Good Luck Jonathan to court to try to stop the convocation of the confab. We are also informing every national coordinator to make sure, to ensure, please, that the names of every zonal coordinator and their contact details is lodged, please, with Uchenna Onyema, the coordinator of all coordinators. We have somebody on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. You will give us your name because the world is listening and they want to know who you are.
Okay, Director. I am Uchenna Siebu Omiomio. I'm calling from Victoria, Spain.
Omiomio, you are welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Oh, Director, yes. I heard all the discussion and the news you read earlier. Director, I want to tell you one thing now. When we discuss about the zoo all the time, people will always get discouraged. Because I don't want to talk about the zoo. The movement we are making is the movement that we move. We are not retreating, neither do we surrender in anything. We are here to get Biafra, total Biafra. People will say, I know my people, Director. You know, the Igbos, we are very difficult people. And we play sometimes, most of us play politics of attrition. They like the movement, but the problem is that the person bringing it is the people they don't like. You see one thing with my people. Once somebody is doing something well, instead of you to commend him, support him, you want to bring him down because that thing is not coming from you. That is politics of attrition, and I dislike such people. Director, you are the right guy. To be frank with you, I get scared about when you talk about Biafra before, but when I met you, I now know that really this is the time to fight for my people. And I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Like you said, always, that there is nothing will make you change from going to get Biafra. So that is why I said I'm always with you. So, Director, keep on doing the good work. As for the people that we said it to say that we will expect that. You don't get victory with so many people. You get victory with just you. So, Director, anywhere you are, just know that the spirit is with you. Just know spirit is with you. The spirit of Biafra is with you. On the 30th night, when we appease all the people that died for us, after them, we will now start the movement in a total form. Thank you, Director. Keep on the good work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. People must understand the reason why we are going on that very day to have our demonstration, to have our rally. We are going on that very day to remember those that fought and died for us. We are going on that very day to remind the world that indeed there was a country. We are going to remind the world that we have now prepared ourselves and our minds to embrace this very new country that is coming, called Biafra. And that we don't intend to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender until Biafra comes. That is why we are here. The barrister is with me. The barrister was with me before. And I intend him to come in. Because here on this very news, there are so many things for us to try to explain to our people. The need and the importance of this very march on the 30th of May. Why must we march on the 30th of May? Why do we have to remember those that fought and died for us? Because I have always submitted that it is their spirit that is keeping us at abeyance. Their spirit is what is exactly troubling us. That is why we are being chased away from our land, and that is why we are running away from it. I don't know if I have the attention of the barrister himself, but Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? I don't think he can. I don't think the barrister can. I will ask him to please come back. Let me go and take these calls. Our line are going mental. As always, as usual. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. We have lost them. They cannot hear me. Please, we ask you to try and call back. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. And I do hope that all our lines are functioning very, very properly today. And then, quite rightly, they should as well. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, I must say.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
My name is Solomon Izuwane. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please turn your system down. We say this thing all the time. When we pick your call, you turn your system off.
Mr. Solomon Izuwane, I'm from Obrekwe in Isu local government area, and I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Have you turned your system down?
We pick your call, you turn your system off.
Barrister, can you hear me? No, barrister cannot either. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Kingsley.
Hello? Well, yes, and who is your father?
My name is Kingsley Ezemeji. I'm calling from the zoo.
That's better.
Germany, but I'm calling from the zoo.
That's very good. That Hello? Is your name. Yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I'm with some people here. I'm listening to Radio Biafra. You know, I'm preaching the gospel here. I'm listening to Radio Biafra. So I want to say thank the director for the good work that he's doing.
Thank you. And where exactly are you in the zoo? Where exactly are you?
In Lagos.
The heart of darkness itself.
Yes, the heart of darkness. I'm calling for the heart of darkness.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no light in the country. Everything is scattered, you know. So we really support, and we have some people here that really want to support the cause, the sovereignty of Biafra, the coming of Biafra, and everything is in going right. So I want the director to hasten up and bring down the radio over here, that people will know and hear. Our people need to know what's going on.
And are they listening to Radio Biafra with you right now, the people that you're with?
Yes. Yes, right now, it's about 3-4 preference, or 3 preference online, right now.
Okay, please give them the, are they close by? Can you give them the phone, please, to tell us who they are?
Okay, let me give, because I left the laptop, let me give somebody me now. Because, Nikki!
If they're far away, you leave them. If they are far away, you leave them.
No, they're not far away. They're not far away from me. Let one person say something now.
Okay.
Say something. Hello? Yeah, Radio Biafra.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you come from, please.
This is Nikki. I'm calling from the zoo. Nikki, original name, Ebuka. Biafra name, Ebuka Okiri, from Imo State, zoo country.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope you people are evangelizing. You must go out and tell our people. Tell them to listen to Radio Biafra.
We are about forming a group right now. We just want to spread the gospel, you know, of Africa, the origin of this mankind. And bro, I'm somehow mystic. I know a lot of truth, a lot of some kind of secret of the world. I'm ready to make an album of this right now, bro.
You have secrets concerning the world. Can we have the benefit of it? We have Radio Biafra listeners. Maybe you can give us an exclusive. Yes. What is this history? You have secret history.
Bro, I like what you're doing because God is using us to He's using us to destroy this world. That is why we are coming together, children of Jacob.
Okay.
Okay. One of our sisters won't talk right now. From Anioma's Delta State, one of our sisters won't talk.
Please go ahead. Give her the phone.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm Jennifer Chidi from Anioma.
Which part of Anioma are
I'm
you from?
I'm calling from Nigeria.
You're calling from the zoo.
Yes.
Which part of Anioma are you from?
I'm from Asaba.
Asaba is the heart of Igbo land.
Yes.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I really want it to hold because Nigeria is becoming something else. I want to fight for Nigeria. Let's share the country to full.
You mean you want to fight for Biafra, you mean, yes?
Yes, I'm fighting for Biafra, yes. We are tired of this shit.
Why are you tired? You're in Lagos. Are you not having fun in Lagos? Are you not enjoying Yoruba people around you?
No, we're not having fun. Well, no, I want to go to my state. My state is corrupt. That's why I came to Lagos.
Oh, it's corrupt. You left Delta State to come to Lagos because Delta is corrupt?
Yes, because nothing is happening. They are taking all our oil to Lagos, to Abuja, to the northerners people. So I want us to come up with something positive.
That thing that is positive is Biafra. Do you know that?
Yes. We need to come up. We need to do something about it.
That is wonderful. And those of them, we have our women there. We have Biafrans there in Lagos. If you are on Facebook, anybody on Facebook listening in Lagos, go to Facebook and join Biafrans in Lagos. There is nothing illegal about Biafra. Nigeria is illegal. Nigeria is the illegal creation, not Biafra. Because Biafra existed before Nigeria came. Even the British people admitted that Biafrans were there. That was why they made treaties with the chiefs of Biafra. We are making it very clear to people.
Yes.
Very, very clear. Nigeria is illegal.
I was highly informed.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I can. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this Onyema Agbari.
Yes, Onyema.
Calling from zoo.
You're calling from the zoo. Which part of Biafra land are you from?
I'm from Ukwan, a local government area of Delta State.
Please go ahead.
I'm a soldier.
You're a soldier?
I joined the army. I'm a soldier, and a born soldier. I joined the army in 1990. Now, what I'm seeing in this country now, I feel we just have to divide the country and let everybody go to his place and enjoy whatever belongs to him. All these Boko Haram or whatever. In short, Let's start bombing now. I don't need, let's start bombing now. I think that's just what we have to do now. Save me flying to America or going to, I want to remain in my country. Let's feel it. If everybody have to go to wherever they belong to, the better. I think I'm gallantly ready for anything now. I'm ready for war. I've been in the service. I have a foot corn. They're useless, so they could not take care of me. They could not. In short, I just beat on my. I served my nation for nothing. But now I'm ready for war. Now, I see a lot of boys in my state, even in my village, are going as a militant. I say I cannot be a militant. I have to be. I remain a soldier. So now, let's feel it.
So, are you still serving? You said you're a soldier. Are you still in service? Are you still serving, or you've retired?
I'm no more in the service. That is not retired service. I'm now on my own, and one man on my own. I'm just one man soldier. I'm not retired. No benefit. Nothing.
So why don't you fight for? Why don't you help to fight for your country, Biafra?
Because it's off here.
Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? No, they can't. Anyway, we thank them very much, those of them in Lagos. We thank all of you. This is what is true evangelism. People going about making sure that those around them are listening to Radio Biafra. I told them this thing in Italy and also in Spain. Go and get people around you. Do not listen to Radio Biafra alone. Go and get them after work. Go and get them before work to congregate around a laptop or whatever it is. And then get people to listen to Radio Biafra. Very, very critical. The barrister is with me. I shall be going to the barrister very, very shortly. But before then, we must take this call. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Moscow. My name is Clement Chinedumuba. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, the General Secretary of the indigenous people of Biafra in Russia.
You're a good man and you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I just want to announce our forthcoming meeting that will be taking place on Sunday, the 9th of May of March 2014. I know a lot of our members are listening. The venue remains what it is. The train station, metro train station, Testishiki. Our normal restaurant, Cafe Baraban. Please come with your friends, come with well-wishers of Biafra and those that are wishing Biafra success in this struggle. All protocol observed. Mr. Director, I want to congratulate you for a successful campaign in Italy. All Biafrans all over the world have confirmed that there are Biafrans in Italy.
Of course there are.
Welcome back to London, your normal base. We are with you, and men of goodwill all over the world are with us in this struggle.
You see?
May God bless Biafra.
You see?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. The last time there was somebody on the line before I go to the barrister, could that person please confirm their presence? You are through to Radio Biafra via Skype. Can you hear me? No, they have gone. In which case, I shall go to the barrister himself. And I believe that barrister Mamezu is with me. Barrister, please, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I was hearing our brothers in the zoo. Those especially, I think all of them are from Anioma. And they spoke as their friends. We are making inroads in several places. Different countries calling in, ensuring us that we are not making mistakes in what we are doing.
We are not, barrister, and I'm not making mistake in cutting you off, barrister. You hold for me. We have a caller on the line, and as you advised me, when calls come in, I must take it, and that's what I'm doing.
Indeed, go ahead, director. Go ahead.
Greet you, director.
Yes, please. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Wabeze Ugu. I'm calling from Geneva. I'm from Enugu, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Are you there attending Geneva Convention? What are you doing in Geneva? Do you work for the UN?
That's why I called. I have not heard anybody talk about Biafra here. I've been looking all means to find the Biafra people in Geneva here. I can't find them, so I don't know if you can give me the contact to get them.
We have people in Sweden, in Switzerland. I believe that Geneva is in Switzerland, is that correct?
Yeah, Geneva is in Switzerland, and there they have United Nations headquarters and all that, you know.
Are you on Facebook? So, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I add a lot of people in Biafra Facebook.
Then I want you to go and also look for Biafrans in Switzerland. That is a Facebook called Biafrans in Switzerland. You go there and join them. Yes, it is your own country. Everybody must know. Every country in the world.
I can't explain how excited I am since I started listening to Biafra Radio. I love what all the things you people are doing there. You know, by grace of God, we must get Biafra. We must get Biafra. And director, there's one thing I want to ask. Hello, director, you are hearing me?
The world is hearing you, not just me. Everybody is hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay, because here in Geneva, many occasions I see many people from different countries lining up in front of United Nations here, asking that they want freedom in their country. I would appreciate if we, Biafra, can arrange to do the same here in Geneva. You know, because, you know, it's what the United Nations organization, big office here in Geneva. So I think if we should line up in the United Nations gate there like other people used to do, the world will see us quickly, you know.
Okay, we are giving you that assignment. We are giving you that very assignment to be our arrowhead. Anything you ask us to do in relation to Geneva, we shall do so. We want people to take responsibility for Biafra because Biafra is also your own. And as Uche Nonyema said, I must finish. Everybody is a coordinator. Everybody is a leader. We want our leaders to be born naturally. We want people to show leadership, not leadership in gossiping like women. Leadership in doing something for Biafra.
Director? Okay, I will look for the Geneva people, the Biafra people in Switzerland, and I will contact you back if I find it.
Please do so. Go there on Facebook. You will see them immediately. You will see them there.
Thank you very much.
Facebook. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless
you. And you too, my dear brother. And the barrister will please understand with me. Many calls are coming in. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra live transmission to the whole world.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Diego.
Can you hear me?
Not yes, I can hear you. Good evening, the director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, the director.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Where are you?
Okay, my name is Yes, I'm calling from Lagos, the zoo.
You're calling from the zoo, and your name is?
My name is Ogonna Igwilo.
Ogonna, please, you're welcome to the
from
program.
Anambra.
You're welcome. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. The director, I want to applaud you for the job you've been doing so far for the Biafra. God will surely bless you, and God will see us through in this struggle.
You say?
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. We can hear you.
Okay.
The world can hear you, including the British government. They are listening, they can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so far so good. I think we are making progress. I've been following the Afro Restoration Movement for some time now here in Lagos. I was following your movement from London to Paris, from Paris to Italy. And I so much congratulate you, and I thank God for the journey mercies granted unto you.
Thank you.
In Lagos, I stay in the Lekki area. I don't have any... Though I've been taking the good news of Biafra all along here in Lekki area of Lagos. I have some people that work with me that I work in a company that is owned by a Westerner, but I've been carrying the good news of Biafra all with my colleagues here. And with God on our side, I'm sure that we are going to make it in the name of Jesus.
He said, what I want you to do, yes, we are listening, the world is listening to your voice, we've heard what you've said, and we welcome it. The same way you are enthused about your country, you should go out and evangelize. Tell everybody around you to listen to Radio Biafra, invite people to come to your house to listen to Radio Biafra with you in Lagos, and ask them to do the same. When you go to work tomorrow, go and tell people in your workplace, let them listen to Radio Biafra when they get home. You can get Radio Biafra even on your mobile phone. We are on mobile phones. Get them to download Radio Biafra app. If they're using Android, if they're using iPhone, they should download it and listen to us. Okay?
Yes. Most of my friends have done that. I'm sure they are listening to you right now from their in their different homes.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. You will give us your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good afternoon. Good day for everybody on of Radio Biafra. Director, this Innocent Onyeka Juku Maram Ugochukwu, calling from Dallas, Texas, USA.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
By the grace of God, I'm the coordinator of Radio Biafra Worldwide here in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you.
I want to use this opportunity to tell the people of Biafras here in Dallas and Fort Worth that we're having our meeting that we couldn't able to hold last weekend because of the weather here in Dallas, but it's rescheduled to hold on coming Sunday by 6 o'clock at Irving, Texas. The address is 3626 North Beltline Road.
Yeah.
Irving, and then the zip code is 75062. And my phone number, in case they need any information or direction to get there, is 214-418-2880. I repeat, 214-418-2880. And I'm trying to encourage all our Biafrans here in Dallas, Fort Worth. We have no less than 100,000 of Biafrans here at Dallas, Fort Worth. We have a People's Club. We have a Nyimba. We have a Co City. We have ICANN. We have Aura USA, or whatever you can call it. A lot of Biafrans here, but nobody want to come out. But this is the time for them to come out and fight for their own freedom. Fight for their own children, unborn children, for the generation of Biafrans. I'm not here to try to beg them, but as long as I'm concerned, even we are two in number here in Dallas, we must make sure we come up to our demands. It doesn't matter. If they didn't come, I will do it by myself, but what I'm telling them, I am not only me, say Biafran. Biafran is for everybody. They have to come out. I've been sending them messages. When I mean a tons of messages. People call me from Canada. People call me from even the zoo. People call me from Australia trying to get their information. I give them information to meet to their people. But those ones here with me, all they're doing is looking for the high chiefs and looking for a party to go, going for work. But that's okay. But I'm still pleading to them to come out and embrace this cause. This is a cause for them, not even for me, but for them and for all the generation of the Biafrans. Because they did it and the Biafran come through, their life will change. The life of the Biafrans will change. And the life of us being here, as you said, we are here eating a hamburger. We don't have to eat hamburgers no more. We have to eat what they call the home-cooked soup. But they are there, listen to Radio Biafra every single day. When you talk to them, they say, I heard it, but I'm going to come out when your people achieve Biafra. It's okay. So somebody have to go there and do everything for you. When they achieve Biafra, then you can and join them so to celebrate. That's fine. But why can't you be one of those people that will do it? Then I will follow you to celebrate. He said, no. So, but now it has to be clear that if you are not interested and if you doesn't want to come out for this movement and make sure that this Biafra achieved, please don't try to come in Biafra. This is not a joke. Because my very self, I would be in control that if that kidnapping they are scaring off, we continue. Because when they come in there, then in short, they're not going to come in. But when they come in, they must be deported out of that country, whether they like it or not. Because Biafra is for everyone, not for individuals. And I thank you, Director, for all your good work. I thank you for you being back in London. That's what we're looking for. And by God's grace, very soon, things will start commencing. Thank you, and God bless all Biafra fans.
Thank you very much, and I don't want you to relent. Do not be disheartened. Do not relent. The people you're dealing with around the Dallas area is understandable. They are black people from Africa. They are people who cannot reason above the needs of the stomach, which means they think only about themselves and their immediate families. And everything you said, I agree with it. Anybody, if you're living abroad and you did not find out how this struggle is going, when Biafra comes, you will not come in. If you think you're very, very smart, the only thing you can do is to join Hausa Fulani people and you die with them. You go there and we kill you. Simple. People must understand this is not the time to be very clever. If you know you have leadership qualities, come out now and show it. If you know you're a philosopher, now is when we need you. If you know you're a constitutional expert, now we need you. Not tomorrow you come and say, oh, I was planning to, and nothing happened. No, as you said, that very person will be deported. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Is that caller still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. And we also ask those waiting on Skype to stay where they are. If we pick your call, you remain where you are. We shall come to you. If Barrister Mamezu can wait on the line, we must also wait as well. Please go ahead.
Good evening, all Biafra all over the world. Good evening, Director. Thank you, Biafra, for joining me.
Thank you.
This is Festus Unokan, the coordinator of Verona.
You're welcome.
Under the leadership of Michael Iranian, we say good evening to all Biafra fans everywhere. I want to thank you. I want to thank Shukwa Biafra for today, for a progress made so far in the resolution of Biafra. I thank Barrister Mamezu. I thank Alumonde, Ikechukwuenya, who mostly. I said, no retreat, no surrender. Biafra or nothingness. I want to tell everybody this evening that we are going to be having our meeting. The indigenous people will be having a combined meeting with Indigo coming on Sunday, the 9th March of 2014. We are going to have our meeting at Samazimo, normal place to make the Indigo and the Biafra make their meeting. Time is 5:00 in the evening. I want you all to come around so that we can put heads together. We have a lot of things to discuss about the reservation and the restoring as well of Biafra. I thank everybody that is among the struggle, all the coordinators all over the world. Those that have been selecting you to lead the movement of Biafra. I say to Kwa Biama, we give you the strength, the power to carry on. Because Biafra is for all of us. It is not for Nnamdi, it is not for Festus, it is not for Iranian, rather for Karamande or rather for Barrister Mamezu. We all are indigenous people of Biafra. Biafra is for all of us. It is time we put our heads together and move ahead and not to be asking some questions which is not relevant. Please, at this moment, at this hour that we're on, I will say may God bless you and may God bless all Biafran. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And may God bless you too for that. We have callers on the line. We have one who has been waiting on Skype for a very long time, and we welcome him or her. You will start by giving us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director, good evening. This is Ejo Adejo calling from Bukdorf, Switzerland.
From Switzerland. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, director. Director, I want to contribute in the what our brother that just called from Geneva said.
Yes, go ahead. He's listening. Go ahead. He's listening.
Yeah. I can work with him when he wants, because I know a lot of people there in Geneva. I know a whole lot of Biafrans there in Geneva. You know? I can work with him, but the only problem I'm having is that I don't know if I'm included in the struggle, because somehow I am not from Biafra land.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I am from the local government of Kogi State.
You are from Kogi State?
Yeah, I'm from Kogi State. I am an Egala man. So
you are part of us. You are included in Biafra. Egala is included in Biafra. Because Odenigbo said so. Our very eminent scholar, Professor Odenigbo, said, and who am I to question him? He said that Egala is part and parcel of the children are the descendants of Eri. So you are more than welcome to be part of us. Egala is part of Biafra, we declare.
Okay, because this is one of the things that has been scaring me away. You know, I love the struggle. I even vow to be paying my tithes on the struggle, if not for anything, for the information and for the Dazu to just decay, because it's decaying knowledge, you know. So I would like to contact that my brother in Geneva. I would like to contact him if there is any way I can contact him. So let us see how we will do it. And also, I would like us to know how we will do on the 30th May. Because yes. I want to mobilize people to come out on the from Bukdorf here. It's a very small city, but I want us to participate here. I want us to do something there in Bukdorf. You know?
Okay. And what we need to do is that I have asked Karomonde to make contact with you on Skype. So after this conversation, Karomonde will call you on Skype and also put you in touch with the coordinator of Switzerland, who will also in turn make sure that our brother that rang a while ago makes touch with you. We want you to go to Egala community, wherever they are. If they are in the U.S., if they're in Canada, if they're in the UK, wherever you have Egala people, that is your assignment starting from now. You must go and tell them about Radio Biafra. You must tell them that they are part of the family. You will tell them that the blood of Eri flows through their veins. You will tell them that they are part of our inheritance. You will tell them that they should come with us to go and get Biafra, that they too may be free.
Okay. Director Dializa, also another thing, I don't know how far you have gone, you know, is about the Ijaw people. I think we need all those militants and all those, especially our brother Dokubo. I don't know how far you have gone. I think we need those guys in this struggle.
We need them, and people are working on it. Our brother from the U.S. is working on it. We have made it very clear. Everybody, I used to say to people before that Igbo land started all the way from Ibuakiri to Opobo. They did not believe me until that brother called from Opobo and was speaking Igbo until he was asked not to do so anymore. Egala is part of us. We are taking everybody with us. Now they know we are serious, and now everybody's coming out.
Director, do you know that the author of Egala speaks Igbo more than many of the Igbo people?
What?
They are tough of Egala now. The current are tough of Egala now.
You see?
He speaks Igbo. He speaks fluently more than some of the Igbo people, so to say. He speaks a very nice Igbo. You know, but I have not had time to ask him some questions on how or where he learned Igbo from. You know? So that is why I'm calling. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My call.
Thank you. And Karomonde will be in touch with you in the next few minutes. Thank you very much. Thank you. We also have another caller on Skype, I presume. Is that correct? Or they have gone? not disciplined enough. They have gone. How very sad. But the barrister is still with me. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ezebilo, but they're calling from Vienna, Austria.
Okay, Ezebilo, were you the guy that called before?
No.
Oh, sorry, you're from Austria. I keep so me, you know, Austria, Austria and Switzerland.
I'm calling from Vienna.
Exactly, exactly. They sounded Vienna, the same to me. Vienna, Geneva, Venice, they all sound the same to me. Please go ahead. It's my age. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is something that I want to chip in.
Go ahead.
There is something, because I remember what we discussed long time ago. Or maybe a while, I don't know. But concerning assembling of our societies and all that, there is something I want to, because I don't know, I was speaking with somebody on Monday, which is one of them. You understand, but he's not aware of this, which I spoke to him. I'm disturbing him right now, which I gave myself that assignment that I will not let him rest until he comes out fully to this trouble. Anyway, he's one of us. He's been championing this. See, even since after the war and all that, which, anyway, you know the person I'm talking about. And so, after the Monday discussion, I told him that he told me that he's going to start from where we are to try to know if he will assemble this thing, our scientists, here in Austria. But there is something I want to chip in there. I don't know how far you people have gone in bringing all of them together, but what
we cannot plead with anybody. He knows. Hang on a second. He knows I respect him very much. Hang on a second. He knows I respect him very much. I respect what they have done for their country. I know that very well.
Yeah.
But where we are right now is an open floor. Anybody can come in. I am in regular. No, I would not say regular. Dr. Okadu has been speaking to me. Okadu was responsible for arranging Rome. Okadu is one of the people that started this movement in Europe. We are asking all of them to come out. Biafra also belongs to them as well. What we are doing through Radio Biafra is to enthuse, to give direction and focus to our people so we can go and get Biafra. Every talent is needed. We respect what they have done for their country. All we are trying to say is that they see where we are today. We welcome everybody to come and join us and do it. Dr. Kadu speaks to me.
I
respect him very much. He speaks to me. There is no problem. People have ideas. They have things to bring on the table. Most of them are veterans. We welcome them. It is for them. Biafra is not mine. Radio Biafra doesn't belong to HMFO or to Barrister Man Mezu. It is for everybody. They should come. The same way you're making your suggestion on the air, they should come and say, we are prepared to serve our country. Simple and short. And they'll have a commission, and before they know it, things will be moving forward.
Yeah, Director, please. Actually, the same thing you just said is what I told you, that he needs to come in and stop being scared if we
How can he be scared?
You know,
he's a veteran. How can I be? How can he be scared? He's a man I respect so much.
No. If we are serious, you know, because age is no longer on his side, which he is preparing. But I told him he has done that enough, doing it on his own, that he should come out and identify with us and be with us and be the path of the people. And they let him assemble our people here. But there was another thing he told me. He told me that assembling them is not a problem. Actually, it's the same thing that we are saying here every blessed day. That assembling them, is there any provision for them in our place at home? Because they would like to go home and start doing things immediately without wasting time. And start doing things immediately, because time is no longer on our side. actually, that is what he told me, that we have to start building things. Because we may not have the money to buy everything directly. There are things we can do on our own. There are things we can bring together to assemble our people, even those that did not go to school that can do something, but they have the talent, they have the gift. They can invent something. They can make something happen. To bring all of them together and make sure that everything works accordingly. So that was actually what he told me, that another problem is going to be the fund. How are they going to do that? Taking care of all these things, being comfortable, having a very nice place where, I mean, a very nice lab where they can do anything they want to do.
Because my dear Lord. My dear brother, listen very carefully. Do you know the difference between us and most people? Myself, Uche Mefo, Barrister Mamezu, and Karomonde, Ikechukwu Enyiagu, Rita Anibogo, Justin Akujeze. Do you know the difference between these people? Ngozi Madu. Do you know why we do things the way we do it? We don't believe in theory. I hate theory. I despise theory. That is why Africa has never moved forward. Anything you can do, you come and let's start doing it immediately. We have a place. We have five people donate lands to us. One is the size of an entire village. What is a village? One is the size of an entire community. We have places to build many things. Many, many things. Do you think it is easy? If we can convince Biafrans all over the world to purchase a transmitter worth nearly 100,000, my dear, what can't we do? I mean, 100,000 pounds. What is there for us not to do? If we can ask Germany to buy us buses and they do it. If we can ask countries to give us equipment, electronics and they do it. What is it we cannot do? There is nothing we cannot do. I need people to understand that. Yes. If he wants a laboratory with his team, we build one for them. Before 3 months, he will be ready. If he wants machinery and equipment imported, we import it and deliver it there. Anything he wants us to do, we do it. We need arms, we need armaments manufactured locally. And that's what we are doing.
Yeah, actually, I told him the same thing, that he cannot be, let me speak it in Igbo, that he man no 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 mali fan ife zulu na afia. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He man no 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 mali ife zulu na afia. That is what I told him, that he has to come in. He has to come in.
He has my respect. If he's listening, he has my respect. He should come. He should come out.
So that is actually, I have told him this thing several times, but I know this time, the last time I spoke to him, I know the response. I know he's going to do something. I know they are planning something too. There is something they are planning, another way of mobilization, but it's a different way this time around. So I told him everything we have at hand. So, Director, I know this time around something will happen, because I told him anytime he needs my assistance, he should not hesitate to call on me, that I will be there anytime, any day. Anytime, any day. Director, I am preparing very soon. I will be going to training. And after this training, I might be through with the training by January or December. So, Director, everything is going to be, because actually I want to be in the army. I want to be in the army.
Which army? I hope not Nigerian army. Not Nigerian army.
Director, I cannot be in Nigerian army. I am a descendant of Iji. And Director, our people, I want our people to come, all the people of Iji that are listening to me today, any person from the land of Iji that are listening to me today, I want you to come out. You know what you can do. You know what you can do. You know with your presence in this struggle, the battle is already won before beginning to fight it at all.
I want you people to come up. I know you people that are listening to me in Malaysia, the people from Umuere in Malaysia, in America, the people from Umuere in Canada, the people from Umuere in Italy. I want you people to come with full force. You know that 10 of you can keep 2,000 Nigerian soldiers. 10 of you can put down 2,000 Nigerian soldiers. I want you people to come out in this struggle. And we already, with you in this struggle, everything is finished. We will have a complete number of one battalion that can defeat Nigeria and defeat Nigeria and defeat Nigeria until Nigeria is gone. I want you people to come out. Stop hiding. This is time to show who you are. This is time to show how great you are. This is time to show the people of the world that the children of Nigeria again, that nothing in this world can put us down. That nothing, that we did Biafra, that we will restore the greatness of our land. That we will restore the sanity of our land. I want you people to come out. With this Biafra, we can have everything we need. We are missing in that land of Egypt. And you know that what is delaying us. I want you people to come out wherever you are today in the world. You know what you can do. You know what you can do. You know the power of Egypt that is present in your land. I want you to come out and let this struggle begin. And let the world tremble. And let the people of Oboli, the people of Ghana today, Oboli, who they call the Ghana people today, I want you people to come out. We know anytime we have it.
We have lost him. But I like what he said. And I love the way he put it across. This is Radio Biafra. I must do what I promised to do previously. I must seek out the barrister wherever he is. Please, barrister, if you can hear me, I would like you to come in at this point.
Yes, director, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, director, and also thanks to our last caller and all the callings he's making to our people. Director, before I say any further, let me congratulate our brother who is calling from Switzerland, the one from Igala. If you were listening very carefully, director, Igala accent is the same as the Enugu people. When an Enugu man calls in, you have that guy to call in. They have the same accent. We are the same people. You have dealt with that. And Professor Delibo has also dealt with it. We are one people, one nation. I've said it here on Radio Biafra that the number of Biafrans are over and above of more than six countries put together, talk less of Yoruba and Hausa Fulani. Our numbers are overwhelming. There is no gain saying how numerous, how big, inestimable we are. But we will use our might to go back to our home nation. We will use our sense, our ideology, our brain. That is taking me straight to our brother who was calling from, who called earlier from Dallas, Fort Worth, saying he's tired of calling his people. And I'll say this to him. That I remember when me and you used to have a debate on if Americans will come out at all or not. And lo and behold, there are good men, honorable men from United States of America. People like Dr. Kujeze of Ekwenche, Professor Denibo, Moses Wiwu, and a host of all of them, including our ladies.
And not forgetting, not forgetting Clifford Iranian, of course, who is Clifford, a very strong supporter, very formidable.
They are all
one of us.
Good, when you say reliable, good, reliable guys from United States of America, including our brother from Dallas. There was a time director was a bit hesitant to call on them because
They are eating hamburger and all the rest of it. He says they drink a gallon of or a tube of Coke and Fanta. Yeah, most of them are still conscious. Most of them still know what they are doing and they know where they came from. What I always do in my life, Director, I need to tell you this. Commendation to recommendation. Ask me why. The reason why I prefer commendation to recommendation is this. I don't like bringing somebody to a thing if he fails or she will blame me. I hate taking blame, especially if I did not recommend you. I prefer when you come out as a man or woman of valor, you receive the authority of your volunteering yourself rather than being put out. I prefer what I feel conscientiously to what somebody will pull me. When I heard about Radio Biafra, Director, nobody pushed me, nobody pulled me. I came out voluntarily. And today, I am operating practically without looking back. I said this to you before. My forefather, no, Hazrike, he says, what that means, if it's bad or good, he is involved. And that's where I descended from. Anything I'm pursuing, I don't look back. And I put myself in the head of what I've never done since. I am living. I've never regretted anything. Anything I do, I did it conscientiously. I never regret anything. And that is why whatever I did it without looking back. I hardly make a mistake when I'm doing something. Because I will tell you, I am conscious. That is why I don't drink to get myself into a stupor. When I did something, I said, sorry, it was as a result of drinking or as a result of alcohol. No, I don't get myself involved in all those. Anything I did, I opened my eyes to do it. And I own up to it without any regret to anything I did. So no Biafran man or woman should put anybody into becoming a Biafran because that's your land. If you pull them out, tomorrow they will blame you. And this is what is part of theirs. Don't beg nobody. All you do, preach to them and leave it there. Don't worry. They will look for you. People will look for Biafra, not Biafra will look for anybody. How much, how many were we when we started the Director? Look at, we're all over the world. Look at this, my brother, he's a testament. He said he's been willing to join Biafran. When he looked at himself, he said he's a Biafran. Only for it to be confirmed today that yes, he's a Biafran. He even further said he wanted to make his own contributions. That is the spirit of Biafranness in him. Nobody should get anybody or forcefully bring anybody into Biafra. Biafra belongs to you. It's a thing of the heart. If you don't want to join it, don't join. Stay where you are. Time will come when you start looking for somebody to call you in. Director, we are progressing. We are making lots and lots of inroads. People are listening. Those who are calling are not the only people listening. The majority of people calling, they have not an opportunity to talk. We have more than 7 million worldwide listening to our Director. If I tell you the amount of people that inbox me, those who want me to put them on Facebook, let me repeat again. Anybody who wants me to be his or her friend, make sure your photo is who you are. If you put your photo profile black, I will not get you involved. Because all my photos are on my Facebook. I'm not hiding for anything. If you are hiding, if you are a coward, don't request anything from me because as soon as I see it, I turn you down. I delete it. If you want to be a friend of Barrister on Facebook, show your face, then we will talk. If you put your profile face blank, I will not include you. Some people will put animals. These are pieces that they want to join me and to see my own photo. I do also delete it. They say, if you are coming to equity and justice, you have to have clean hands. That is what I've talked so far.
Barrister, don't go away. Your friend is at it again.
No, I'm here.
Your friend, Good Luck Jonathan, is at it again.
What is he saying now?
Jonathan has made available poultry 300 million naira to counter what we are doing. What they refer to as negative publicity. We are giving them negative publicity. And they have voted 300 million naira, according to the authorities, this is official, to counter the negative publicity against Nigeria from those living abroad. Who are those people?
Director, let me give you this information. As I always say, that Gulajana Fani is right, Biafra. There is a research I stumbled in. Do you know that Gulajana Fani is a cousin, the 10th cousin of Babangida?
Of course, now.
10th cousin.
I so
when
told
I say
you.
The man is a Hausa Fulani Boko
Haram. He's a Hausa man.
People should know.
He's a Hausa man. Of course he is.
Right.
I told you.
Right.
The father's name did not appear. The people, he did not explain who his father is. Never explained who his father is. Or explain it deep down. Go after your father, Jonathan. After your pa, Jonathan. Who is the person that gave birth to pa, Jonathan? Who is that person? After the other, because for me, even in this modern day and age, I can trace back 5 generations of who we are. All the way to Udoma. I can come all the way from Udoma to Nkweke, to Ezebiro, to Kano, to Okwadi Igboma. 5, I can count. Jonathan, count your own for us. Let us see. You will see that Jonathan is not one of you.
Director, let me tell you this. No matter the amount of money he's voting in or voting out, no matter the kind of negative campaign he's trying to invoke, we've got the truth, and that is our weapon. He will fail and he will fall. You see?
Listen, I'll read this news for you. This is a news being broken at the moment. Nigerian government votes 300 million naira to fight foreign media. You see, Barrister, the funniest thing is that when you ask our people to support Radio Biafra, they say, oh, but what for? But Jonathan is voting 300 million to counter what we are doing. The same people go and support BBC. The same people go to Yoruba pastors in Pentecostal churches and give their tithe and donation. There is no other way Chukwu Abiama can bless you. Just by listening to Radio Biafra, you will receive blessing. We must read this news so that the world will hear it. We must read it. The Nigerian authorities are signing off a 300 million naira war chest to contest what an official called negative publicity on Nigeria in foreign media, as the government faces increasing criticism over its handling of a rampaging terror crisis in 3 northeastern states. The amount will be spent on, listen, that's the funniest thing, external publicity, media insertions in foreign media, print media. They are using the money to go and bribe white people to speak good of Jonathan. But we are here now. The white people, the only difference is that their skin is white. They are not more knowledgeable than we are. They are not more intelligent. And we have a way of presenting our news so that actually our people understand what we are saying. That is the problem they have. We have come to stay. They can go through the Abilia Human Rights APC Alliance. They can try everything they like. They can come with Rotas to Culture. They can go and form 1,000 Biafran groups. We know who the real ones are. And we've selected them. Not everybody answering to a Biafran group, they are in line to get money from Jonathan. They are part of it. The insertion Jonathan is talking about is part of this people. They go and form one group. They use the name Biafra. They answer Igbo names with a bit of sprinkling of English on it. But they can't. Now, people know the truth when they hear it. The amount will be spent on external publicity, media insertions in foreign media, print media, electronic media, media forum, which means Facebook as well. We are waiting for them. The same way I have struck Owasrike today. Owasrike is acknowledging that Maso people are criminals in Onitsha. And they have refused to abandon their criminal ways. I went to their Facebook forum and I posted it there to tell them that vultures will eat them. They will perish. after the 30th of May, they will know that there exists Chukwu Abiyama. They will know. We must continue. Production of specialized publicity materials for external audience. External to counter what Radio Biafra is doing. We are going to tell them that we are far more formidable. Jonathan is in for a shock. Bilier Human Rights is in for a shock. Rocha Sokrocha APC Bilier Alliance is in for a shock. Next week, we are making a groundbreaking announcement that will send shock waves all over the world of media. Then they will know that these people here, anything they say they are going to do, they do it. They are in for one almighty shock. They are voting 300 million. We have how much is it? Is it not part of what our dear brother is campaigning for? What our dear brother Gozier is campaigning for? The battalion is talking about. When we finish raising the money, we will be raising nearly 260 million as well. We will counter them, we will match them. By the time we finish, the whole world will listen to Radio Biafra. Not CNN, not BBC. Write it down on a piece of paper. As we are speaking this evening, every major government of the world is listening to Radio Biafra, not to CNN or BBC, because they understand that ordinary Biafrans are calling from all over the world expressing their view. We are the ones dragging the zoo to the gutter, to the grave where it belongs. And we are relentless. That is the problem they have. We are not going to change. Instead, we get worse, not softer. We get harder at them. They are mad and finished. He's voting money. The 300 million vote is the ministry's. This is Minister of Information. No, they said they don't have money. The 300 million naira vote is the ministry's single most expensive subhead in an era, in an array of media campaign lined up by the Federal Ministry of Information. The closest will be the vote for organizing ministerial platforms and press briefings of national at national events and post-event documentary series. This will cost 130 million. The Minister of Information, Labram Maku, told lawmakers who scrutinized the budget on Tuesday that the high allocation for the external publicity was to allow the ministry respond to some negative publicity about the country in foreign media. Who are those people? Is it Al Jazeera or CNN or BBC? It is Radio Biafra. And we are going to shock you. Kachie Chinasan, we are going to shock you people. So you will know that we are very, very serious. That behind what we are doing are the indigenous people of Biafra. Hardcore. People who we are born to be Biafrans. The same way people are born to be engineers. People whose sole aim of being born is to restore Biafra. That is the problem that the world has about us. The British, I must say, not the whole world. Because the world is full of conscientious men and women as well. The problem that the British, not the British people, their government have with Sokoto Caliphate is that the generation now pursuing this Biafra are fanatical. They are not patriotic. I did not say they are patriotic. No, no, no. We are fanatical about Biafra. And you will see what is going to happen. Just watch and see. This is, before you say, this is from Labran Maku. They are planning to counter what we are doing. And we are waiting for them. Maybe it's a way for him to run out of the zoo. The zoo is finished. We will dissect them. We will dissect them. Head, hand, feet. Everything about them will be laid bare. Today we are reporting to you that good luck Jonathan is related to Ibrahim Babangida. No wonder his policies are geared towards appeasing the North. This is Radio Biafra. We had somebody before. Let us go to the line. I don't know if they are still with us on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Yes, my chairman. Good day. This is Andrew Oba from Trinidad and Tobago. I greet you, my brothers.
Thank you.
I greet you, the Biafrans. I have been hoping to call all these days. I stay in Trinidad and Tobago, and I want to make some few comments.
Go ahead.
I thank you very much, and I believe all my brothers are listening. I'm from Anyoma in Delta State. For now, let me just use it in Delta so that they will understand me. I am using this medium to beg all my brothers in Delta State, especially the Robos, the Shekiri, the Jaws, the Anyomas, to please come out. I have been doing a lot of work contacting through even the Facebook many people, but my people are very stubborn to come in and listen. They don't want to because their brain has been so soaked with this zoo called Nigeria that they believe in one Nigeria, which Nigeria has expired. Even in some social medias and in some Facebook and the Nyoma people and culture and the Nyoma voice, I have tried to lodge a lot of things, write an article to put to show them, and some they delete it and whatever. But whosoever that is listening, either from Zoo or all over the world, I want to use this opportunity to tell you to please come out and join this struggle. Biafra is our own. I will not, every day I wake up, I always think of Biafra. Every day, just 2 days, I was not able to listen to this radio because of Trinidad and Tobago Carnival. I felt sick. I was mad because I was walking around the clock. I couldn't get home to listen. This has become a parasite on me. The Biafra struggle has become a parasite. It has eaten me deep already. I am part of it. That without listening to it, I almost try to die or even try to commit suicide. Yesterday I was sick. I missed the program. 2 days ago I missed the program. I am using this opportunity and I've been contacting people here, and the people here in Trinidad and Tobago are very, very stubborn. The Biafrans here are stubborn. I was able to always in touch with Nkechi Obi and other people, which they have been working, and they even share the same thing, but that does not stop us from doing what we are doing. I am using this opportunity to tell the Jaws, the Robos, the all our bros in Delta State, make when I come out, I beg, this grammar don't too much, all these things one that they do, then they take our oil, then they take our this thing, this place, that thing, our own, make when I come out, shame say no Nigeria, no Nigeria, Nigeria don't stop to exist. The work already don't start for Biafra, and we must get it. There is no light in Nigeria. When I call my wife back home, there is no light. There is no pipe bomb water. This place I am now is not even bigger than Delta State. Big Delta in landmass, Delta State is bigger and everything. But in that Delta State, there is no light. There is light here 24 hours. Every roof and corner of this place is tarred with good road, pipe on water, even to their bush, to their farmland. Pipe on water here in Trinidad, a place that cannot even see that the back of the money they realize here in 1 year. Delta State get it in 1 month. But still there is nothing because of corruption. Let people come out. Let die once and for all. I am ready. I've been telling my sister Nkechi that is here has been telling me that I wish. Honestly, I will not lie. I do not have paper in this land. I have been struggling to get my paper. Nkechi, I say, I wish I have a paper. They're supposed to make me a coordinator. I am ready to work for Biafra, even if to go to hell, to go to moon, to go to heaven, to go anywhere. I am ready because I'm tired. Every time the memory of my home, I say, how will I? Because I run away from zoo, all in the name of to go and get a good living. But this is what we can do in our homeland, in Biafra. These people, average human being here, ordinary person, when you tell that person to go home, are you thinking of traveling abroad? He said, nah, what am I traveling to do? I'm not traveling. This place is good. A lot of foreigners coming here. I begin to imagine what is so special in this tiny island that most of us are paying huge amounts to come here and we cannot even have it back home. What is holding us back? They will give somebody money to do contract, he will swallow it. I have never seen where there is a flood or anything said that on third road in this place. I've never seen where they said that a vehicle is sink because of some mud and whatever. Every recent chronic third year. Still, this place is not even developed up to the former zoo. We are even better than this place. And imagine if we go back home and make this place and make our home better than this place, how we enjoy. Traveling is not the best way. There's no place like home. I am begging everybody to come out. It makes me shame that a home as old as I am, I am 40 years. I am still living in somebody's land. And every time I keep praying, what will make me go back home? I want to go back home to have a job. I want to go back home to unite with my family and be good and make life meaningful to them. Imagine how the life is very difficult down home. Everybody, anybody, all my brothers and sisters, my friends, my cousins, I call. They say it's not easy in Nigeria. It's not easy. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I left Nigeria. Up till now, they said it's life. The difficulty has doubled. Everything is on thousands there. Everything, look at everything. I listen to Chinese television, a fuel pump, an increment. There is a queue in filling station and other things. All the debtors, the jobs, the robots. You are my concern because I know that when you people come out, the animal is already there. Come out, I'm here to see one or two, three. I want many because I know when a joy robot come out, immediately they speak and say they have agreed to join. I tell you that they will shake Nigeria. I know because they are very, very aggressive in talking. They are very, very determined. I am begging all of you, the judge, the robots, let's forget about the tribes and anything we call. Come in a round table. Ask any question you want to ask. Come and meet the coordinators. Come and meet the chairman himself. Come and meet anybody who is actually organizing the Radio Biafra and the struggle of the Biafra. Let us be free for once. Let us be free and have this war Biafra and then continue to be in unity and have our country. I am begging all of you. It's given every time I begin to cry. I begin to cry because a lot of people are not really coming out. I say, what is happening? But I believe that Chukwu Abiema will surely bring us together. And before now to next year, something will begin to happen. The Biafra will be ours in the mighty name of Jesus. So I am telling you, everybody, wherever you are, the Ibankes, they know because they just have met a couple of Ibanke people. The injustice that was done to them when they created the splitted Benue and put them in a door, which they were never a door, all in the political, all in the name of the political business or whatever. They are crying and the bankers are sure they want to come out. Immediately they have this opportunity because they want to go back to even the data self. They are Nyama, they can't where they belong. I tell you that they will join, but my own concerns are the robots. I am telling you, my chairman, they're listening to me. Please try and put more effort, even if it makes me coming back. If you people can organize and make me to come back, let me go. I can go to the hinterland of the Delta, the Shekiris, the Jaws, and speak with them. If that is the job you people will give me, I will try to meet and look for where the Sarit Dokubo is. Let him bring out his men. Itakito, let him bring out his men. And all that group volunteer leaders should come out. Let's try and go back to a drawing table and say, okay, this is how we are going to do it. Biafra must succeed, no matter what good luck is doing. I when he entered into power, I voted for this man. But what he's doing nonsense. Nigeria has not developed for once. Nigeria, there is no development for once. Look at the ministers he released yesterday. I was crying when I heard the names of the ministers he released. All of them are from the north. There is no single Igbo man, there is no single Edo man, there is no single Delta man, there is no even, only one from only south. All the Aminu is what I'm hearing. Why Aminu, Alhaji, Alhaji, me? They are the only one that own this country. It gives me headache. It gives me headache that these people are actually bringing out Nigeria. They are bringing down Nigeria. What is pending me is that what we see here in Trinidad, what we see here outside the zoo people living inside the zoo are not seeing it. I'm telling you the truth. It gives me headache. So what I'm saying that wherever you are, the people of Ijaws, the Shekiris, our brothers even in the Igbo land, our brothers in Enugu, our brothers in Abia, our brothers in Ebonyi, in our brothers in Imo State. I pray and I beg you all, forget all these things you are saying that one Nigeria. I was able to speak with one man called what is his name? Arthur. He's my friend anyway from Abia State. He was telling me that he's not a Biafran, he's a Nigerian. I begin to cry. I say, what is going on? Why are these people doing that? Can't they see it in the round table? They still believe in Nigeria up till now, there is nothing I cannot. I said that even if I will never rest, I will never rest until I see Biafra come alive. Biafra must surely come alive, whether anybody like it or not. I must surely, even if to go and die in a war front, let my name be written that during my own time, can you imagine since I was born, since 1973, I've never seen a constant light in our heart. In 80, there used to be, when it comes, sometimes one day it goes. I've never seen 1 week constant light. They said, this is electricity. Hey, NEPA has come. Small time it goes. We are suffering. We are really suffering. So I am begging everybody, please, I am being fanatical about it. I'm being fanatical about this. Everybody should come up. Let's support this struggle. The Jaws, the robots especially, the Shekiris, the Ethic, please come out. Let's do this thing and let's have and unite and have this thing and come out on this 30th of May, which we are talking about, or 31st of May, this struggle will continue. And I believe and I pray that whosoever that is listening to me should come out once and for all and say, yes, it is actually worth doing. Let's come out and put away aside Biafra. It's not leading us anywhere. Good luck that you are keeping on that the good luck is there. Good luck is not doing anything. You people can see it that even in these people from his state, Biafra has refused to even come out and even support him again. Because he has not done anything for them. He has been gang and even gang and circled with this lieutenant so that he cannot even do anything, he cannot operate. These are the problems, only the name, whatever he wants to do, he's so much consult believing in he's so much believe in Northerners, he's so much believe in the Hausa people, he's so much believe in these Fulani people. Let him go to hell, I don't care if he's the good luck or the president, I do not care because he's paying me. I cannot be staying in another man's land and I cannot even make, I cannot even even try to go back home because of I am running away from poverty. I am running away from hardship. Jonathan is not helpful. And if Jonathan goes there, I do not believe that. I don't even believe in one Nigeria. I don't even believe it. So what I'm saying is that let people, the Biafrans, come out and let this struggle continue to carry out. Let me stop here, my brother.
Thank you very much. You must prepare yourself. You will be sent home to go and join us at our headquarters to make sure that this very message is a very good thing. We have somebody to do the work in Opobo. You will do the work in Anioma as well. Going into the hinterland, we have somebody now from Igala that will do the work. We are waiting for somebody to emerge also from... I keep losing it all the time. I don't understand why. From Idoma. I don't know why sometimes it just goes away from me. We need somebody from Idoma to do the same thing as well. And this is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Thank you, our dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We welcome you. Let's see who's calling. Let us see who's calling. Let's see who's getting their calls. Please. Can you hear me? No, they can't. They can't hear me. Can they hear me? No. We have somebody on the other line of Skype. No, they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. And our lines are open. I don't know if they're still, oh my goodness, they're still holding the caller on the phone. Please give us your name. We applaud you for your patience, for holding on. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Yes, Director, this is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ogunmike. I'm calling from Trondheim in Norway.
Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I commend you for a great work and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I know that we are moving ahead, and the distractions coming from Nigeria is a negative distractions. You know, it's a very poor distractions. We are moving ahead, but my main calling is I'm not comfortable with the recognition that you are giving to Italy and Norway, Italy and Spain, because you have not really made the like what I told you last time about you know, examine the countries and know how much they will be paying every month. You have not done that. And now you are giving recognition to Italy, giving recognition to Spain. I'm not comfortable. I'm not the Norwegians are not comfortable too with that. So what I'm saying in effect is that after you might have okayed the money that every country will be paying every month, after you might have okayed it, then you give chance for about 5-6 months to see the countries that respond normal. Those countries that respond normal, then those countries will be taking credit. But given Italians and Spanish and the other two people you are giving credit, it makes me uncomfortable. I'm not interested in discussing about Nigerian affairs. Something that is dead is dead. You don't wake up a dead man. Nigeria is a dead country. It has expired. It's a dead country. So I don't. Anytime I call, or anytime I'm discussing on how to restore Biafra, or not about what happened in Nigeria, what doesn't happen. The news you read now, is not new. So we are moving ahead for the restoration of independent state of Biafra. But there's one thing that bothers me in mind. And that thing that bothers me is about you. You must be extra vigilant. You must be extra vigilant in anything you are doing, more especially in Biafran land. You must be very, very vigilant. It bothers me a lot, but I'm praying for that the eyes of the Lord is upon your life.
You see?
That there will be no harm. But I pray that you must remain vigilant. So, Director, to clear this conscience, I would like you to please take tomorrow or next to open this morning and announce it. Then give us 6 months. All the whole countries all over the world, then the country that is doing well, you recognize them, then we can accept.
Yes.
But
let me tell you one thing, Ogumike, my dear brother. If we go to assess people the way you have said it, the only countries that will get the credit for it will be...
No. Don't say for now, Director, okay. Please. Don't say, you just okay the money, because the money you mentioned on the air last time about the transmitter, that is gone. But increase that money, like you give Norway. Let me give you an example, Director. Let me give you a clue on how you work it out. Like you give Norway 500 pounds. Now you increase it to... I don't know. I don't have to say so that Norwegians don't say that I'm the one that say it.
It's you now. It's you. It is coming from now. It is you. It's you that say it, not me.
Okay. Director, you just make it times two all over.
Okay, times two of what people contributed before.
Okay, yes, exactly.
Let us start it this way. I've asked our coordinator of coordinators, Uchen Nonyema, to draw up this list. It will be read out tomorrow.
Exactly. Countries
like United Kingdom, Malaysia, Italy, Germany, USA, Canada, Hong Kong, Spain, Israel, Thailand, China, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Russia, Ireland, and also, before people start getting upset. Anyway, we've asked the coordinator of coordinators to prepare this list. It will be read out tomorrow. We will tell each and every country on the air how much
exactly.
We expect from them no later than the fifth day of each new month that we go into. But we must say, regardless of everything, that United Kingdom, Malaysia, and China are always consistent. Regardless of what happens, they pay.
don't say. After announcement tomorrow, then you give us 5-6 months. Then now you can come out and say something.
No, but the league will be running. Somebody called yesterday, asked me where they are. Said they are close to the bottom. I think the person said at least they are there. That is what is important. Even if they are close to the bottom, at least they are on the list. So we are asking people to please ensure. Jonathan is voting 300 million to stop us.
Director, it takes the grace of God for one to know where we are going. We're on the right direction.
We will
accomplish our mission.
You see? And God
That's
bless
it.
You. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype? This is Radio Biafra. No, but the barrister never fails me. Barrister Mamesu never fails. Even when Skype does and the phone is not working, the barrister is always with me. Barrister, are you there? Can you hear me? Even the barrister has failed me. Even Barrister Mamesu has failed me when I needed him the most. He wasn't there. This is Radio... Hello, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
I'm Steve Kenjika Anayo Chuku from Ishialamba, non local government of Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
Okay. So we have been going, I'm in Senegal, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so we have been going through the program, and it's a very good thing, you know. So the main thing, I don't want to go too much into talks because the situation now, Nigeria, as most of my brothers have been saying, Nigeria as a country is dead, you understand? Now, all what we have to do is this Biafra of a thing. We have to go straight to the action, you know, because...
We have lost him. Not my fault. We have lost him. Do we have a caller on Skype? Give us your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. As I please ask the barrister to wait for me. Can you hear me? Somebody called us on Skype. Can you hear me?
Nigeria and the country.
My goodness me. My goodness. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
You abandoned me a while ago.
No, never. Director, I think as you're trying to take me on, it dropped. It's not my fault. I was listening, of course, because I have many things to say about what you raised with Good Luck and his preaching and how to counter all we are doing. I tell you one thing, director. He is making us even more famous. If a whole expired zoo are trying to give billion or million in order to stop the truth, that tells you that Good Luck is diminishing and most of his powers are gone. Anyway, we can see what he's been doing with Boko Haram. He has not been able to show leadership. So what is he voting? Our people usually say, Eshoku, Eshoku, Dekamukerekwe. What does that mean? The truth is like an erection, director. That is what we hear on Radio Biafra. We are not covering anything up. We are not trying to massage information. We are saying it as it came to us. After all, the news we read from here, always coming from the zoo. We don't write the news.
No, we don't.
We do not go hunting for the news.
We don't.
It comes to us, and we read it out. So, whatever they're planning, we are here in the United Kingdom. We are there in Malaysia. We are there in the United States. Where would he start his counter from? He is fighting a lose and a lost battle. Biafra is coming. Nothing will stop us. The ignition is on, director. The fire is already burning. It will not quench until restoration of Biafra. Does it mean that our people are not fighting us all this while? They are fighting to stop us coming on air. But we resisted it. Every time they crisscross our lines, but we restore and we carry on moving. It's like when you're trying to kill an insect, you bring the anti-insect or insecticide, you pour it on them, they repulse, become more powerful, even your own insecticide will not work anymore. We are molding and we are moving on, director. Whatever amount Good Luck is trying to provide to stop what you are doing, he should use it for hospital. He should use it for good drinking water. Use it to make sure that children are not being kidnapped and sold. He should also use it in looking after the living, not giving it to Boko Haram. He has made a mess of what he's doing since he came in and supported them, thinking that he's a rat-thinking man, not knowing that he also belongs to Boko Haram. And he cannot do anything to stop our quest to restore Biafra. Take it over, Director. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law. Barrister Mamezu, let us go to the phone line before we go to those on Skype. We ask them to stay where they are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, in this Sheikha calling from Spain.
Sheikha, what is your father's name?
I'm Sheikha Namasanya. I'm coming from Spain.
Namasanya, Spain. I like that. I like your surname. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, please, I need the. How can I want to support the Biafra for the struggle. How can I pay money to the account? So, I need the account number.
Is on the, if you go to Radio Biafra, if you go to the website where you listen to us from, the principal website of Radio Biafra, if you go to www.radiobiafra.co, on the right hand side you will see the donate button. You can use it and donate to Radio Biafra either through the most secure means of payment in the world, known as PayPal, or you can take the bank details, walk into the nearest bank close to you, and give them all the details, including the IBAN number, and they will send it to us. Very simple. So anybody, if you have a bank account anywhere in the world, you can send money to Radio Biafra through PayPal. If you have any bank closest to you, you can walk in there and give them the details of Radio Biafra bank account, and they will pay money into the account. Very simple. As easy as that. For those who are afraid of their papers, you can send either through Western Union or through MoneyGram to Thomas Uchenna Onyema as the recipient. Send your details, please, to your country coordinator, and they will send it to Onyema Uchenna, who is our coordinator of coordinators, and that's it. Very, very simple.
Okay, so how about if I want to do it through Western Union or MoneyGram?
You send it to Thomas Uchenna Onyema. That is the name you send it to. Thomas Uchenna Onyema. And then you can send the details on Radio Biafra line through text or WhatsApp or however means you want to do it. The recipient is Thomas Uchenna Onyema.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you. And make sure, okay, are you part of us? Join Biafrans in Spain. We are all over Spain. Go to Facebook and say, and look for Biafrans in Spain and say, I am here and I want to be part of the family.
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see. Do we have somebody on Skype? Give us your name and where you are, please.
And that's it. Good evening.
Good evening. Turn your system down. Turn it down. Can you turn your system down, for goodness sake? Please turn it down. My goodness me. My goodness me. I don't know what is happening. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, Director. Are you speaking with me?
I'm talking to you, please.
All right. My name is Obi Amaybe. I'm calling from Sweden.
You're welcome to the program, Obi. Please go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Director, I just want to correct some people that call the radio station and refer to our country as this Biafra thing. This error has been lingering all the while. But I think people that are listening should just try to make this correction ASAP, so that we don't present ourselves as if we are talking to something that is not in existence. Biafra is a country, and we should give the respect that is due to the country accordingly. That's just all I came to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and it's well taken. We have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Professor Chukwuokelo, calling from Norway.
From Norway, please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to thank both directors, both for Johnny Macy and all the Biafrans. I have an announcement to make. My announcement goes all these Ijin Nwobodo, Rojas Okolaja, Peter Obi, all those men that call themselves power men, powerful men in Biafran land, that they're planning, they don't want Biafra to be reality. I want to make this announcement, Ebo, you will make it, they will leave that land immediately from this year to next year, because I believe that from this year to next year, Biafra will come to us. Biafra will be reality. They will leave that land immediately, both of us, we don't want them. Because they are seeing themselves as a powerful people. So when the Biafra come, they will come think that is this thing they are on the zoo, that this senior citizen, this person. So we don't want them. Ebola, I want you to make it clear. They should be aware of it, that once the Biafra, any day we have declared Biafra finally, they should leave that country alone for us. So this is my announcement, because this thing, we in the West here, we are doing things. I know they are listening, but the, because of their children are in maybe Canada, UK schooling, they don't suffer what we are suffering in the zoo. People don't have light, they have no good education. People died every day, missing death, accident, everything. Nothing is going well on that land. So please, Ebo, make this clear for them to know that they will leave that land for us. So secondly, I want to thank the Ebo for the good work. All my fellow Biafrans, everybody will come out, then join hands together, contribute, because I believe that for this movement to be reality, you must contribute anywhere you are. Don't stop dodging. Paid your money for them, for those that in the zoo that fighting for it, so they will be paying them. So that's my goal now. And thank everyone. May God bless all the Biafrans, all the whole world in Jesus' name.
Amen. I say amen to that. Thank you very much. Thank you for your call. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. On this very day, the fifth day of March in the year of our Lord 2014, we are transmitting live and direct from here in our studios in London. Please endeavor to tell your friends, join the Biafran family where you are. If you are in any country, if you want to join what we are doing, which is a phenomenally formidable global movement, all you need to do is to go to Facebook and type in Biafrans in the USA. If you are in the US, type in Biafrans in the United Kingdom, Biafrans in Italy, Biafrans in Spain, Biafrans even in Soweto. Wherever you are, that is how you find us. That is how you know that we are everywhere on this planet. And by way of recap, we must go on to tell you that Obasanjo's ex-lawyer asked court to stop national conference. We are also reporting that there is no end to Boko Haram activities as they kill another 40 in Borno. Every day we hear news of brutality and death. Finance Minister Okonji Iweala is saying that 2015 will even be worse for those who are unfortunate to belong to the British colonial zoo called Nigeria. We are also reporting today that National Conference will transform Nigeria. According to the same Igbo leaders that told us a while ago, they are going for secession. Now they are saying it will transform their beautiful Nigeria. We don't know where they are coming from, these men, sometimes. We can crush Boko Haram, says Air Chief. One day they can crush Boko Haram, the next day they are burying their dead. Amazing people. You have no powers to stop Jonathan, according to Jibril Aminu. That is what Jibril Aminu is saying. He's a Hausa man. And Nigeria's foreign policy in 100 years is sell any natural resource you have and import everything else you need. That is a country full of idiots. Full of idiots. Let's take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are.
We don't know where they are coming from.
Hello? Turn your system down if you want us to listen to you. Turn your system down. Can you turn your system down, for goodness sake?
Hello?
Turn your system down and you speak to us.
Okay. Hello?
Ah, dear Lord, these people. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not serious. We have a caller on Skype on the coordinator's line. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, director. My name is Nnamdi Ogunmelo. I'm calling. Yeah, I've turned it down, but it's still slow.
Go ahead.
Yeah, director, I've turned it down. So, director, thank you, director. Hello?
We can hear you. We are waiting for
okay.
you.
Okay, my name is Nnamdi Ogunmelo. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria. Director, I thank you for your good work you are doing for the Pro Biafra. And welcome back to London. And I thank all the Biafrans all over the world for their good work. I just want to take this opportunity to announce our coming meeting on Saturday in Vienna, Biafrans in Vienna, Austria. So, and we are having our meeting in the same place in Neukenfeld Strasse 52, 16th district. It take uses, you stop in a Josef Strasse and take tram 2, Strasse van 2, going towards Otakrenga, and stop in second stop. And they can contact also in our Facebook page, Pierre France in Austria. Our number is here. Let me call the number on the air. 0688-973-7053. I repeat, 0688-973-7053. And we having a lot of things to discuss tomorrow about our target of malaria. So we expect all Biafrans in Austria and many of them that are racing, that have contacted so many of them that say the promise they will come. Although I don't beg you to come, but this is your right. You're supposed to come and fight for your country and join us. And speaking of that, also Biafrans in Grankingfort and Graz, they're also having their meeting. So I'm also speaking to all Biafrans in Austria that are racing. Many of them that are racing, but they don't want to come out, that they should come out and join us. No need of racing and just keep quiet. Because I've talked to so many of them, they are welcome it, but the problem is for them to come out. They need to wake up and come out. No need of sitting and racing and they don't know what to do for your country, but you are living in another mass country where everything is working perfect. And you don't know that it's some people that is, there's some great men that fight for that country that make it to be as it is now for you to enjoy it. So you need to come out too and join to fight to make your country be okay. And no one will do this for us except we, dear France. Nobody, not European, not also Yoruba, nobody. But it's we have to come out and do it for us, for our future generation and our children. So we have to come out. So I'm speaking to each and everyone to come out. Director, I thank you for your good work and all the editorial board of Biafra, Radio Biafra. And I wish everybody happy time and God be with you people and all Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you very much. And God be with you too. This is Radio Biafra. Very shortly, we shall be bringing our program to an end. Let us also go and take this very call from the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are. We are in London, and this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name, please, and where you are.
Yeah, I'm calling from Pakistan. My name is Ugochukwu Gopwe. I'm the coordinator of Pakistan.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you so much for your work very done. Sir, I also want to tell you how our people are moving ahead in this country, Pakistan, because we know in this country, Pakistan, we are the people that started it first in this Pakistan, and they later learned everything went as it is. But I'm very happy that our people in Pakistan, they are coming out fully forced to join this our movement. Director, there is one thing I want to ask you.
Yes.
Director, well, this registration form for United Nations, because I've been calling Thomas Ushanda Onyema, but he's not responding me on the Skype. So I want to know why he's not, even the number I got from our former coordinator, Ike Chukwenyago, the number he gave me today, I've been even calling Thomas, but he's not picking my Skype fee.
So he's not paid because he's a very busy man. He's just been given a new commission and he's getting tons and tons of calls from all over the world. Now he knows what it feels like or what it felt like when Ikechukwu was doing it, because he never slept. Ikechukwu and Yago never slept. The same thing now is going to happen to Thomas. A shared volume of calls, send him a line, drop him a line either on Skype or via Facebook inbox. Tell him I am the coordinator of our people in Pakistan and that he needs to get in touch with you, and he will do so.
Okay, Director. There is another thing I want to tell you, Director. There is another city in Pakistan called Lahore, because we are the people in Islamabad, Pakistan, the capital city of Pakistan. So there is another city in Lahore. We wanted to go there last week, but due to certain somethings that we did not go. So but this week we are going there. And I promise our Pakistan people will move ahead and join this struggle with full force.
Okay, so we are hoping, you know, Pakistan is punching above their weight. They are doing very well. We like what is happening in Pakistan, and we hope that they continue doing so until we get Biafra. And I'm also sure that our coordinator of coordinators has heard what you've said, and he is going to get in touch with you. Thank you very much, my dear brother, and God bless you. Keep on doing the wonderful work you're doing. The caller on the phone, give us a name of where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Emmanuel from Moscow. Emmanuel Chukwu.
From where?
From Moscow. From Moscow, please.
Moscow in Russia.
Yes, am I calling Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra, live transmission to the world. You're live on the air, which means that you're speaking to millions of people all over the world. What would you like to say? Start once again, please, by telling us where you come from in Biafra land. Where are you from?
Enugu State, Nkanu local government.
Nkanu, please go ahead.
Yes, I call regarding to the issue that Goodluck Jonathan just said, which I know he's trying to put trigger. So I believe, hello?
The world is listening to you, don't stop. I'm not, if you stop, then there'll be silence. Please continue saying what you're saying.
Okay, so what I want to say is that this is to show that the zoo president is listening to us, and he must receive what we are coming for them by the grace of God, and we will defeat them in force. So we will not stop until we get what we want to get, which is Biafra.
You say?
Long live Biafra.
You say, thank you very much. Are you part of the Biafra family in Russia?
200%.
Wonderful. You're a great man. Thank you very, very much. You are a great man. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, once again, we must welcome you. And there are people that want to speak, I understand. Do we have somebody on Skype?
Yes.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, good evening.
My name is William Stanley Nzubechi.
Nzubechi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Qatar.
Qatar, please go ahead. What is happening in Qatar, for goodness sake? Even your name is not on, even on the, let me see if you're on the list. You're not even on the list. That is how bad things are in Qatar. What is going on in Qatar?
Yes, Director. I just joined the the group on Facebook. It's not been long. I started listening to Radio Biafra.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yes, Director. There is something, some things I want to say. I want to commend you for your effort on this Radio Biafra and Barrister Mamezu, Karomonde, Uchemefo. I've been listening and I know that you are doing a great work.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, and I want to say I have heard you on broadcast talk of Afara, of Afar and Afara as it happens to be. I'm from Umelele, Umbokumete Autonomous Community, Osisioma, Abia State. And I want to say that even in my community, we have Afara.
Do you?
Yes, we have Afara. We call them Afaruku.
We are from Afaruku as well. From Afaruku too.
Yeah. And
Hello? I like what he's saying. They have the name of my village where he comes from. And we want to hear it, but unfortunately, the line has gone cold. It has gone cold. We don't know what is happening. Let's go to the line again on the phone line. Your name, please, and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening. This is Uche Boris calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Director, I just want to comment here and thank you very much for your work doing on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
And also to say you are highly welcome from all the European tour, from Italy to Spain, from France, and come back in London. You are welcome. Huh?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're a good man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? I was asking a question, do we have a caller on Skype? They're not saying anything. I will invite the barrister, please. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? If the barrister can hear me, please could you start the descent of this very program? We have come to the end of today's proceedings. Please, Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No, the barrister cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. We must proceed. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No, not quite. Not quite. He cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We must come to the end. How can we when all the screens are flashing? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director Namdi Kano.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Good evening, Director.
Yes. We are waiting for your name, please, and where you're calling from, as protocol demands us to ask.
My name is Chinaye Benjamin.
Chinaye Benjamin, where are you calling from, please? Chinaye, can you hear me? Where are you calling from?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Namde Kano. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
My goodness. Can you hear me?
You are not the man they can.
Why? What? I have
Hello, Director Namdekan.
Yes, I have a slight cold. Is that why you said it's not me? I had a cold all the way from Spain. I wasn't feeling very well. I'm a bit nasal. I know that. Why do you say it's not me?
Yeah, my name is Chinaye Benjamin.
Yes, you say it's not. I'm not a Namdi Kano. Why do you say that?
I was not sure that it was you because I couldn't recognize you. My name is Chinaye Benjamin. I'm calling from Malmo, Sweden.
You're calling from Malmo in Sweden. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Director, I want to commend you on the good job you're doing for the Biafran people.
Thank you.
Yeah, I say may the good Lord who started the good work in you, he will strengthen you, he will keep you, he will give you the knowledge and the wisdom that surpasses all human understanding, you know.
Thank you.
I just called to say congratulations to all you are doing for us. I want to tell you and assure you that we are solidly behind you in all you are doing for us. And we are praying for you that God will protect you. He will guide you. He will keep his jealous eyes over you. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
He said,
even this gathering that Jonathan, even the plans he has, it will crush. It will not work.
He said,
I'm assuring you,
he said,
by the word of God, he is the creator of heaven and earth. And he has said it. He has created us. We are his people. Because he said that nobody should touch his anointed and do his prophet no harm. And we are his chosen people.
Yes.
And so far he has made us in his own image. And he has made us that we, Biafran, will represent him. We are going to represent him. And anybody that will rise up to stop this thing, God will crush that person in Jesus' name.
He said.
Director, I'm encouraging you.
Thank you very much.
So this is my first time of calling. I've been trying for a long time.
You're very lucky. You're very, very lucky. If you persevere, who knows, you'll get through. Thank you very much, my sister. I presume that you're part of the Biafran family. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
My husband is a zonal coordinator.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Yes. Thank you very much for calling. And may the good Chukwu Abiyama himself bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have people on Skype, I presume. Do we have somebody on Skype this time around? Give us your name and where you are, please.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Belle Shumoko. I'm calling from Qatar.
You're calling from Qatar. Please go ahead. What is happening in Qatar? Can anybody tell us why are you people not as strong as you led us to believe in the first place? What is happening in Qatar?
Director, first of all, I thank you for what you are doing. I thank you, Biafra. I thank Chukwu Abiyama that brought you for this journey. Qatar is having problem because people are not coming out. We are having problem in Qatar. People are not, anybody that you tell about Reverend Biafra, the person will not, he will be enemy with the person. People are not coming out. We are having problem. So we are trying to make sure that we're covering up every day. But people are not coming out. We people are even tired. But we are not tired. We are not relenting. We are continuing to fight the struggle until we get Biafra. First of all, Qatar, we are trying to mobilize our people because on 30th May, we are organizing, because 30th May is on Friday, we are organizing to do a rally. But Qatar, government did not allow anybody to register as organization here in Qatar. We have done an inquiry, but they say that we cannot register as an organization. Nobody have done it before. So we are trying to maneuver. Maybe on Friday, that's on 30th, after going to church, we are trying to organize some. Maybe we can wear our shirt, start walking around the street, but we cannot make noise because here their security is very tight. So most of people here, most of Nigerian Biafra here are not working. Most of us are not working. So that's why people are not coming, because some people don't have money to come out. Some people, their resident permits have expired. So they cannot come out. That's why we are having problem. People are, we have a meeting last weekend. People are coming up. We are donating money to send to buy our clothes. So we are raising part of the money. So by this Friday we are having a meeting. I want to tell that guy that I called before, is calling from Qatar. We are having meeting. We have meeting in Doha. I want to give the guy my number. we are having a meeting this Friday. It's urgent. I want to, I will drop my number to the guy. So the guy will contact me. We are having a meeting on Friday, urgent. So my number is 33-196-179. 33-196-179. This coming Friday, we are having a meeting. It's urgent. Please, I want to use this opportunity to inform everybody in Qatar to come to our meeting. We have a meeting near Snow White, Segena, in Doha. So everybody, we need people. People are not coming out. We are having problem of people. If you are telling anybody, they will not listen to you. They will not talk to you. So we are trying our best. Please, connect with us.
Have they all converted to Islam? Are they Islamic people? So we want to know.
I don't know that one. But
no, you don't know. You don't know if your own flesh and blood, you don't know if he has joined them. Have your people there joined, crossed over to the other side?
Director, the question is, I don't know, because most of our people don't have work here. Some people stay like 8 months, 7 months, don't have work. There is no work in Qatar. They deceive us, take our money, we come to Qatar, no work. Most of us are going back to Nigeria. Many going every day because there is no work. We are suffering. Most of people here, you are suffering. Just we are managing to guide ourselves, maybe to raise more money to go back. Some people are going. Some people are their parents send money every day, every month to pay house rent here. House rent is difficult for people that are not working.
Okay, that is very good. We shall bear that in mind. Thank you very much for your call all the same. And we are praying for those of you in Qatar. And I actually pray. I am a child of God. There are some people running all over the place, wondering, saying a lot of things about me and my belief. I am a Biafran. That makes Biafra my religion. And Chukwu Abiama is my God. As simple as that. You either get it or you don't. That is your business. As for me and my household, we shall worship the Lord. Who you decide to worship is your business. You can go and worship a European on a picture, smiling. As you're bowing your head before an image, so you're bringing eternal damnation upon yourself and generations unborn. That is why you cannot build a road. That is why you cannot go to school. That is why your children are dying, crossing the desert to look for a better life. Because you are actually very, very daft. Bowing down before an image is idolatry. So says the Lord of hosts. And we must preach it. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us a name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chidebere Udensi Nathaniel. I'm calling from Qatar.
Qatar, up to three of you have called us this evening. Very, very fortunate to get through. What do you want us to close Qatar down and write people off as useless to us, or what?
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Can hear you.
I'm saying, do you people want us to write off Qatar as being useless in this struggle, or what?
And Director, please, we are trying our best here. And we are bringing our people, we have been talking to our people, going house to talk to them to come out and support our cause and what we are doing. We are telling them that, look, this thing is something that we must do. And we have been to the Igbo Union here to tell them, give them letters, give them our flyers to tell them, look at what is going on. But Director, these people don't want to come out. Whenever you talk to them, they will look at it, they will laugh over it, you know, make mockery of you. But I'm just trying to see if there is any other way, because from next week, I would be, when I go to their house, I'm going to find them one-on-one. Then Qatar police will come there and arrest us.
I'm going to fight them. Any person I go to his house, I'll go there, I'll fight him, then the police will come. Director, could you imagine that when you visit our people here, they don't have, majority of them here don't have work. Some of them here to feed is a problem, to renew their residence permit is a problem, but when you tell them to come out and support what we are doing, they don't want to come out and support what they are doing.
Are they doing, hang on a second. Hang on.
We are not performing very well. We are not performing very well. But I promise you, we are going to come out come up stronger and be stronger.
Hang on a second. We've been hearing that for the past 7 months, that you will come on strong. Nothing has happened. I have to ask you a question. What are they doing? They don't have a. Are they doing male prostitution and rent boy in Qatar? Is that what they're doing?
I'm asking,
how many of you? How many of you are there?
We have to. The people attending the meeting. Every time we call upon them, we have to 10, 11, 12. We are up to 15 people.
So those 15 can do something. You people are more than enough.
Some of them are not working, man. Some of them are not working.
I know. If they're not working, then they must volunteer to go and fight on the ground. If you can't contribute money, you volunteer to fight. That's what we need them to do. To volunteer to fight. What you should do is to prepare them the list of those that want to go. So we can pay for their transportation. They go and join other people at home waiting. So they go and fight.
Director, I have their names, their phone numbers, and their email. Two people are back home now. They are waiting for the signal. Once we give them signal on what to do, they will carry on. We have men on ground now.
What I want you to do is, after this program, hang on a second, after this program, you call me, and then we'll channel them to where they're supposed to be at home. Our people are ready.
Okay,
thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the coordinator's line, and I presume the last caller for the day. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
This is Austin Amba. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Something is happening today between Qatar and Switzerland. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. I'm calling because there are some people that called from Switzerland, and they were asking how to join the group and whatever.
Yes.
Please continue to ask them if they are coming to our meetings. We've been evangelizing the message of Biafra everywhere, even to Geneva. We gave people that live in close to Geneva the flyers to share, and they did all these things. And some people still call and say, I don't know where our group are. I don't know how to join. Please ask them to come to meeting. Most of them joined in our Facebook group. They never come to meeting. So we want to really get them involved, especially for the demonstration. We need them. And before, we are planning to go to Geneva. Nobody should come and tell you it's better to go to Geneva. We are planning from day one that we're going to Geneva for demonstration, because that's where the world will see us. We want to make great impact when we go out, and we need a large number of our people. We cannot go with few people there and roaming around in Geneva. We want group so that we can make impact. The guy that called from Burgdorf is about 30 minutes drive to where we're having our meeting in Olten. He can come here. If people from Bern can come to Olten, he can also come to Olten rather than organize himself or whatever. They should come and join us here so that we join hands together and do something strong. And we are also, I want to announce that we have got in contact with Igbo Union, Anambra Union, and Imo Union, Enugu Union. They are all positively responding to our message, and they have invited us to their meeting. Last Sunday, we went to evangelize, and they received our message well, though nothing positive yet happened, but they accepted our message and they're looking forward to working with us together. So I want to announce to anyone who wants to join Elanshu, go to the Facebook like you told them and get to join, visit our meetings, not just go into Facebook and then never come to meeting. We need people. That's what I want to say, Director, and thank you for your great work.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Things are happening in Switzerland, and I also hope in Qatar as well. We have somebody on the line. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. I did say there was the last caller, but who am I? Go ahead. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. If you're not sure, then you let us know. Turn your system down. They're not very serious. Barrister Eman Mezu, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Barrister? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please close this program for us.
Director, earlier you wanted to say, you know, close the program. I deliberately didn't want you to. So I have to bunk the call. Now that we can close, it's about time, because we've been on air for how long now? And it's about time to do so. I take this opportunity to thank our fellow dear friends, men, women, wherever they come from, east, west, north, or south. We are so appreciative of your time, the contributions and your opinions, your ideas, everything given to Radio Biafra. We are in this together, all of you, and nobody should be in doubt. Glenn Jonathan can plan, as he must. Tuwa Biama is up there watching everybody and directing our moves, our steps. Nobody can surpass what Tuwa Biama has already planned out for us. We are just carrying out the messages that he has sent through Radio Biafra. He can plan as much as they could. We will win. We will survive. And we will suffice. May God thank all of you and thank the things you do. God will bless it. God will bless every Biafran man, woman, children, wherever we are. We thank you for today. Don't forget tomorrow. We are here 6 p.m. every day UK time and 7 p.m. Biafra land. May God guide you tonight and tomorrow and every other day. Till we get Biafra. Good night to all of you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Barrister Eman Mezu, you're a good man. I'm never tired of saying. We have come to the end of today's program. Tomorrow is another day. We do apologize to those who couldn't get through. We do also apologize to those who don't understand that you have to turn your system down when you call us. We also encourage you to keep listening, keep inviting your friends and your family to join us every blessed evening if you are in this very time zone. Depending on where you are, it could be morning, it could be afternoon, it could be night. This is Radio Biafra. We have ended today's program. We must remind you, somebody asked me and said, how can I say that Biafra is a religion? I said, because we are created to worship God. Nothing more, nothing less. We are the only people that worship the Almighty by the way we name our children. That is a clue to let you know that you are here to worship Tuwa Biama. That is why Biafra is a religion. On the 30th of May, I will prove it scientifically with facts. That is why I am not and can never be something that they was brought to me, something I was being forced to belong to. See, people say to me, as you bow down before an image, and I say to them, no. Tuwa Biama said to Moses, thou shalt have no other God but me. So says the Lord of hosts. I am a jealous God, he said. You don't share my glory with anybody. That is why on this radio station, everything we are, all that we have become, all that we are yet to be, we offer to the glory and honor of Tuwa Biama. That is why this new Biafra will be used to worship God and nothing else. We will use it as a sacrifice to the Most High that made the heavens and the earth, the same way it was in the beginning. That's what we're going to return to. Equality, respect, honor and decency, truthfulness, transparency, That is these are the things upon which the new Biafra will be built, and everything will be done so that all honor and glory will belong to Chukwu Abiama. That is why I proclaim with every certainty, that is why I proclaim with every conviction, that this same Biafra we have been talking about is our religion. Here on this radio station is where we worship, because that same Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, protect, keep, sustain, and nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you, and good night from London.